this works.
See your lines, everything is okay.
Mm.
ما بنخز ما بدي اجيب
Of course.
He only has one paper
towel. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Good. 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 Good.
Good. Good. Good. So one of the Talmid HaChamim told me the following kasha. The Gemara on Daf Hey Omid Aleph, it starts on Dalar on the base and stuff. Dav Dalar on the base goes over to Dav Ham and Aleph. So the Gemara here, we know that Chomets is also Bachila, not only on Pesach. You know that you're not allowed to eat Chomets even on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. And then with the Rabbanon, they prohibited Achilas Chametz even an hour or two before Chatzos. With the Rabbanon. But Menatari, the Yisra Achilas Chametz only begins after Chatzos. So the Gemara asks, how do you know that that's so? Where is the Pasuk in Chumash? So the Pasuk is, Ach Bayam HaRishon Tashbis Asor Mipatech. So the Gemara wants to know, what does Bayam HaRishon mean? The Pasuk Pshat Bayam HaRishon means the first day Pesach? So the Gemara says, no, they had a Kabbalah that Yom HaRishon means Erev Pesach. How do they know that the Yom HaRishon means Erev Pesach? Maybe it means Pesach. So the Gemara has a whole drosh. So one drosh is Ach for Yom HaRishon Tashbis. So Ach has the connotation of Chilek. For some reason or another, Rashi has two pshat and how the word Ach comes to mean Chilek. And it means that you divide the day in half, and the second half of the day you're not permitted to come. We'll get to that later. That's one drosh. That's a drosh. The word Ach is a miut. And Ach is, implies that you have to split the day in half. Then the Gemara quotes another opinion that is not based on Ach Chilek, and the Gemara quotes a Braisa who says, an Amayru who says like that, and a Braisa, it's not based on Ach Chilek, Rava Omar, and Tanya Nami Hachi, it has on the last 10 lines on Darpei Omid Aleph. Rava says it's based on a different process. The process says in Shmois, Leisishchat Al-Chomit Zam Sidchi, you're not permitted to Shech the Korban Pesach, Leisishchat Ha-Pesach, Ba'adayin Chomit Kayim. And when you shech the Korban Pesach, it's Chatzoi. So therefore, no one's allowed to have any Chomets Erev Pesach after Chatzoi. It's Frag the Gemara Kasha, the Eimo, maybe I should say, who says that it means that Gans Klal Yisrael is not allowed to eat Chomets on Erev Pesach in the afternoon? What, everybody shech the Korban Pesach at 12 o'clock at noon? Then the Mishnah has later, B'shalosh Kitas, Pesach Mishcha B'shalosh Kitas. There was one group and another group, and the Gemara learns out from the Pasuk that it's a real din deraisa. It says, Shachta also called Kahal, Adas Yisrael Ben Abayim. You need Kohol and Eidon Yisrael. You have to have three chaburit, three groups, the Mishnah says. So who says that that everyone is forbidden to eat chametz from Chatzos? Maybe I should say, it depends when you're bringing your Ve'emo Kolchad V'chak Yishachit. That means whenever you're bringing your Korban Pesach, no one's bringing the Korban Pesach at 12 o'clock, that's for sure. Before 12:30, you don't bring the Talmud Shel Bein Arbayim. The Korban Pesach is after the Talmud Shel Bein Arbayim. And you don't bring the Talmud Shel Bein Arbayim at 12:30 either. You bring it way later. So, but B'di'evit, that's the taste. B'di'evit, if you bring the Korban Pesach before the Talmud Shel Bein Arbayim, B'di'evit, it'll be kosher. And B'di'evit in the first half hour also, if you bring the Korban Pesach the second after Chatzos, the B'di'evit, it'll be good. The first half hour is only Midei Rabbanan. It's not a real din deraisa. The Gemara says in Yuma that because of the way the Kosle Beit HaMikdash were constructed, they couldn't tell when the sun was shining directly above it, Chatzos, you couldn't tell. And then 5 minutes after Chatzos, it still looked like it was Chatzos. It may even look like it's a little bit before Chatzos. You can't tell what time it is till it takes approximately a half an hour after Chatzos. And then you can begin to tell that it's after Chatzos. It takes 30 minutes. So the whole Indian of the half an hour, and they didn't have any watches. If they would have had a watch, then maybe they wouldn't have made a gzera. We don't know. But Lamaisa, the gzera was made. The gzera da Rabbanan, not to do Hakrovet Talmash of Bein Arbayim, not to do the Korban Pesach in the first half hour. So since B'di'evit, if you bring the Korban Pesach of the Talmash of Bein Arbayim right away at Chatzos, it would have been kosher. So that's called Zman Shechitas HaPesach. Chatzos is called Zman Shechitas HaPesach, and that's what the Pasuk says, that at the Zman of Shechitas HaPesach, no one's allowed to eat any chametz. So the Gemara asks Akasha, that maybe goes to each and every individual person, not allowed to eat, not allowed to have any chametz when he's shechting his Korban Pesach. No one is going to be at the 12 o'clock. There's going to be one group around 3 o'clock, one group 4 o'clock, and one group 5 o'clock. So who says the Shalvash Kita? It takes about an hour. They say hello. And they do Shechita and Zrika and Haktorah. It takes a long Agansi Geshef. So the Gemara says, V'yeimu kachat v'chat kishachit empty money. The pasuk means to say, Zman Shechita Marachmana. It's a shear for everybody. It's the same shear. So Tosis points out on the Gemara, Zman Shechita Kamarachmana. Even though the truth of the matter is that is the din, the pasuk that says la sishchat al cham zam zivchi, so the Mishnah says later on daf samach gimel that the din is that that's what it means kochad v'chad kishachit, and the pasuk doesn't have anything to do. That pasuk isn't saying a word about eating chometz. The pasuk talks about possessing chometz, that whoever shechts the korban pesach and he has chometz in his possession, or one of the Bnei Chabura has chametz in their possession, so you're over on the Yisrael, Lysishchat al chametz, Dam Zivchi. The other guy has chametz, not my business. Let's say he's from the second group, from the third group, or whatever. That's not my problem. If I, one of the Bnei Chabura, of my Korban Pesach, and in my group, there's Kohal Eden Yisrael, so there are hundreds and hundreds of people in the smaller Hazara, the Mishnah describes later, hundreds of people in the Hazara, maybe thousands, I don't know, as many people as can squeeze into the Hazara during each shift of Shechitas HaKorban Pesach. The fact that the other guy has comments in my, that's not my problem. Only if I have comments, or one of the Bnei HaChabura on my Korban Pesach, one of my group, 5-10 people on every Korban Pesach. How many people can eat a Korban Pesach as a... It's a tiny little behemoth. It's very small. It has to be within a year old. After 1 year is no good. And they're born that season of the year. So they're very, very tiny. They're come 8 days old. You're not allowed to shech the korban before the 8th day. And they're just barely 8 days old. The Mishnah says in Parah that lachatchila, even though it says in the Chumash, shivas yamim yitachasim yamim shmini v'holi yirat to the korban yishal Hashem, that you're not permitted to bring a korban within the first 7 days. You have to wait till the 8th day. Nonetheless, the Mishnah says in Parah that the practice always was that they didn't bring Korban until the 30 days were up. Except for Korban Pesach. Why? Because Korban Pesach, Ham no Brera. Korban Pesach, that's the season of the year in the springtime when they're born. And if it's more than a year old, Tegnish, it has to be Bashnasa. Bashnasa means before the first birthday. Then Shteshana means before the second birthday. It doesn't mean, by us in English, we say 1 year old. So 1 year old means after the first birthday. I'm 1 year old. And you say a person is 2 years old means in between the second birthday and the third birthday. Halachas uses the terms differently. A korban pecha, let's say a korban chatos. What is it? A pesach she'ov rosh nasa is pasul. Ov rosh nasa means that it's after the first birthday. It has to be within the first year before the first birth. And that's when they're just born. So if you tell them he has to wait 30 days, they're not going to be enough behemoths for korban pesach. And they're very tiny behemoths then. The Tosis points out that this Havamin of the Gemara is not incorrect. The Havamin is correct that the Pasuk in Chumash says, Vasishchat al-Chametz dam zivchi doesn't mean that Angans Kol Yisrael at Chatzos. What the Pasuk really means is that you're not allowed to shech the Korban Pesach when either you or one of your Bnei HaChabura has Chometz. Forget about all the other Jews in the Azor. One of your Bnei HaChabura has Chometz. So why did the Gemara reject it? What did the Gemara say? That it's the wrong pshat? It's the right pshat. It is kochad v'chad. So Ktais Zafagab, the emesu d'leisish, rocham is kochad v'chad kishachid, as it says, b'feirish in the Mishneh, and v'tais is mikom lakom. No, but the Gemara does mean to say, the Gemara is trying to know, where does it say in the Chumash that you're not allowed to eat chometz er Pesach after Chatzos? Because it says, ach v'yom harishon tashbisu. How do you know yom harishon means er Pesach? Maybe it means Pesach. The Gemara says, no, it has to mean er Pesach. Because the pasuk says, "La sishchat al chametz dam zivchi." The Taisa says, "What it means is, it's not that you're over if you eat chametz on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. You're over on la sishchat al chametz dam zivchi." No, la sishchat means you're not allowed to shecht. It doesn't say a word about eating. The pasuk la sishchat is megala on the other pasuk. It sheds light on the other pasuk. Garach v'yam arishin tashbisu. That the hechrech must be talking about Erev Yontif. It can't be talking about Yontif. Already an Erev Yontif, he has to get rid of his chometz. So what is it to discuss on Yontif? He's going to go burn the chometz. So that's what Taisa says. The etzim pasuk it says lasish chacham adam zikri. Does geit af shchitas according to Pesach and one of the bnei chabura has chametz. But mikomokam that pasuk is megala on this pasuk. Kev niashkechandi. He's here. Al ha'hashbasa. We have a pasuk tashbisu. He's here. Shalom nishchat Pesach al chametz. If you put two and two together, that's what it means. Svaru shebizman shchita he's here al hashbasa. That's what it means. You put two and two together. The pasuk lasish chacham adam zikri is megala shed light on the pasuk of achbi amrishin tashbisu. That it goes on their pace. So that's the Pasha Pshat. And Rambam also writes like that. There's Mamish Pasha Pshat in the Gemara. Beginning of Perek Beis in Ilchas Chometz and Matzah, the Rambam writes, Mitzvah Sesem in Atayra, Lahash Bisha Chometz, Koidim is Man Yisarachi Losoi. Shinema, it's interesting the way the Rambam writes it. Mitzvah Sesem in Atayra, Lahash Bisha Chometz, Koidim is Man Yisarachi Losoi. Shinema, Shvayom Arishin Tashbisu. Instead of saying, if I would have written, I would have written differently. I would have said, there's a pasuk that says, Ach Yom Rishon Tashbisu. And Yom Rishon means, Yud Dalet. The Rambam doesn't start, he starts with Pesach. And the din is, you have to get rid of the chametz before Pesach. He's working backwards. Instead of saying, the word Yom Rishon means, there is Pesach, he says, no. Lahash b'zachom is koinim is man yisirachi losa. Shenema, by Yom Rishon Tashbisu, samar batechem. And we pia shmua lomdu shaharishon zehu yom abasa raya ledover zeh mashikasa batar lo sishchara chomiz dam zidchi kloima lo sishchara pesach vadayin chomiz kai ushchitas hapesach hu yom abasa achachatzois. So that pasuk sheds light on the other pasuk, then it must be that achbi amrish tashbisa goes on her face. There's mamish pasuk shadning ma. So there's a big talent chocha met me at the chatzin yesterday. He tells me over akasha, I don't know, he tells me over there, he heard that Rav Elvela Soloveitchik once asked his father, Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, the following kasha. That when do you shecht the Korban Pesach? After Chatzos, but you cannot shecht till midnight. You can only shecht until Shkia, till sunset. After sunset, you cannot shecht. That's the Gemara. Zvachim Daf Nun Vav, that Dam Nifsal, Shkia Sachama. That at the moment of Shkia, sunset, any dam of korban is, even if you raise it shecht and you have the dam in a cup, you cannot be zerk the dam on the mizbech. Now the Rabbi Natan's opinion is, all the chassidim know the Rabbi Natan's opinion is that at sunset it's still vada yom for another 55 minutes or so, for 3 1/4 mil. And that's when Ben Hashmashes begins. After 55 minutes or so, a period of twilight zone begins that's labeled as Ben Hashmashes, and the Ben Hashmashes goes to Lamazogon 15 minutes or so. So then, that's the 72 minutes. 72 minutes after the sunset is Tzeisa Kuchot. This is Rabbeinu Tam Shita. The last 15 minutes or so of the 72 minutes is Ben Hashmashes, and the first 55 minutes or so is Vada Yoyim. So you have, so the Rabbeinu Tam says that Gemara in Zvachim that says Dam Nifsal, Tishkiya Sachama means sunset, what we call sunset, even though it's Vada Yom, for another 55 minutes, you cannot bring any kabbalah. So he tells me yesterday that Rav Elvela Soloveitchik is quoted, I don't know, must be printed somewhere, that he asked Akasha, if the marker that you're not permitted to eat chometz on Erev Pesach in the afternoon is, so the 55 minutes after Shkia, you should be allowed to have all the cake and cookies and all the bread in the world that you want. Bizman Shkita is only from Chatzos till sunset.
But
and after sunset,
the
it's the beginning.
The beginning of the time. So when it starts, the time.
So that's what I was going to say. It's a klot kashas. He tells me a fancy teretz. Rav Chaim gave a whole lamdash teretz and kashas and terutim and agans mice. So the pashtus, I thought that it's not a kasha. If you read the Gemara slowly with the tesis, with the Rambam, it's not a kasha at all. The Gemara didn't say that the Yisra Achilas Chomet Be'er Pesach is learned up in the Pasuk L'Asish Chomet. The Emes Pshat is, Tesis said, Emes Uzer. The Emes Pshat is that it goes Kol Chad V'Chad. L'Asish Chomet is an Yisra Shchita. You're not allowed to shech the Korban Pesach if you or one of the Bnei Chabura has Chomet. But that pasuk is megala on the other pasuk that what? Achbi Yom Rishon means Erev Pesach. What does it mean? So the Rambam defines it very well. The Rambam defines it mitzvah sesem in Torah lahash b'sachomit koydim zman yisarach ilasa. And how far up koydim zman yisarach ilasa? All the way back till Lysishcha. All the way. So if there's an iser to eat chomets from chatzois on, in anticipation, it's like a kal v'chaima that the last 55 minutes before zicharasa. It's even from chatzaisan. It's not. He told me Rav Chaim didn't give that answer. Rav Chaim gave a different answer. I don't know, but the pashtus is that it's not a kash. Pashtus is, I think, that it's not a kasha. And I think that this elementary comment, I think this sheds light on another issue. Let's say someone's going away for Yom Tov, and he's not going to be on a normal year, not this year. This year is complicated. Air Pesach, Kol Yisrael, Shabbos, a little complicated. Person's going away from the dormitories, let's say, or home he's going to, so whatever, he's going away for Yom Tov. So he makes bedikah, normally make bedikah chametz the night early, abosa, but kimasach chametz we are on there. If he's leaving earlier, so he has to make bedikah chametz the night, the last night that he's going to be around. So what if he does bedikah chametz mukdem, earlier than early Yudalit? So does he recite the bracha or not? So there's a machlokes in Rishonim, and here he has a machlokes, and we pass on the Shulchan Aruch no bracha. You don't say a bracha. How come no bracha is recited? So I thought the pasuk pshat is, like Tosfos writes in Chulin, in the beginning of Perek HaLabasa, Tosfos says, when you salt your meat in order to remove the dam, you do not say a bracha. When the butcher trades the flesh, in order to remove the chelav, he doesn't say a bracha either. Usually they have the shrites that trade the flesh. So for Shetzach, you're not going to say a bracha, Shekin Hashanah, and Tosfos Hashanah. But even if a yid does the travering, and even if a yid does the salting of the flesh, no bracha is recited. Because that's not a mitzvah, say, Taisa says. It's not a mitzvah. Taisa says, when you wash my machreinim, Taisa says, when you wash my machreinim, no bracha is recited. Why? You're not doing a mitzvah. You only say a bracha, a birchas ha-mitzvah, when you're performing a mitzvah. My machreinim is a mitzvah. The chachamim were mistaken, for whatever reason, it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah, or whatever. It's a mitzvah to wash my machreinim. My machreinim is not a mitzvah. It's just, it's a sakona, maybe you have melech shedoimus on your fingers and you rub your eye. And even if you don't have the melech sedoimus, but your fingers are sticky and greasy, so it's not, it's pasul lebracha. Kishem shemuzu ham pasul la'avoida, a kohen is a balmum, he's not allowed to do avoida, and even if he does this, it's avoidas mechulelus. What if the kohen doesn't officially have any mum? A mum means missing a finger, his ear is cut, a mum. The Mishnahis have a list, a whole two, three prokim, they list of all the mumim and the behemoth, and the mumim and the kohanim. What if the kohen doesn't have a mum, but he just looks sick? He looks old and sick. So that's called mezuham. Even though there's no official mum al pidin, and it won't pass by the Evid, but a mezuham is pasul to davayt alachatkhil. So the Gemara has a lashon in brachas, kishen she mezuham, pasul, lavayt, just like a kohen mezuham, just like a behemah that's mezuham. Behemah is ishkin bal mum, but it looks like a sickly behemah. So you're not allowed to bring it as a carbon. Kach yadai mezuham is psulus le brachas. So too, if your fingers are sticky and greasy, so you're not allowed to say bar nefash yisidah. Let's say a person was eating shirai, kechap shirai. He's not going to get a kazayis. He's not going to say bracha achayna. That's a bad moshe. Let's say a person is a child is eating ice cream, whatever, ice cream.
He had a student.
Okay. So he has to bench. He had the student and got a little shirai. Now it's time to bench. And his fingers are all sticky from the shirai that he was licking. Or let's say a child is eating ice cream and licks off all his fingers and the fingers are all sticky. And the child later on is not going to, so some children doesn't bother them, they'll function normally. And others, no. They know that they're going to wash their hands before they're going to touch a book, before they're going to touch their dress or their clothing or something. So your diamonds are harmless, are psulus lebracha. So not only for benching, it's psulus lebrachas also. You know, psulus lebracha rishayna also. You're not supposed to say a bracha with your diamonds are harmless. So the Taisus points out that no bracha is recited when you wash Mayim Achreinim. Mayim Achreinim is not a mitzvah in the Rabbanon. The Chachamim said, you have to wash Mayim Achreinim Mishum Sakone. Chashash Sakone, the Beit Mikdash is that you rub into your eyes. And you have to wash Mayim Achreinim in order not to violate the Isser of saying a bracha with your Dayim Mizuhamas. And the same thing, so you don't say a bracha when you're about not to violate an Avera. Let that person goes out to eat. So he goes to a kosher restaurant, he's like, not going to go trade. So he said, as he's about to order the meal, he says the bracha. So there's no bracha recited before you don't violate an aver. A person is about to shave with an electric shaver, so he doesn't say bracha not to do the aver of shaving with a razor. You only say bracha on a mitzvah sesa. You don't say bracha on a loy sesa. Here also, before the person is about to salt the meat, or before he's about to trade with the flesh, no bracha is recited. It's not a mitzvah to salt the flesh. It's not a mitzvah to trade with the flesh. It's an eitzah teiva in order not to violate the avera, being chelav or the avera, being dama, gina nosha. Whatever happens to be. So what's the issue over here? Why do you have to do bedikas chometz? So the bedikas chometz, the gemaris, the Rashi and Taisa is the beginning of the Mesichta say, Taisa says the Pedikas comments was instituted Gzeri Shema Yoichal. Because we're afraid maybe he'll see, maybe in the middle of Pesach he'll find some chametz hidden away somewhere. Right? Shemim Shuglutki Yofa, he'll see something delicious and he'll forget and he'll eat it quickly. And it'll be Oivran Isa chorus of eating chametz with Pesach. So if that's the whole reason for Bdikas Chometz, Shema he'll violate the Yisra Achila, so that's like trading the flesh, like salt in the flesh, so that should not warrant the bracha. Or Rashi says that the first Rashi in the Mesifta says, you don't want to violate Bayura Bayimotze. So that's right there. So in order to prevent yourself from violating an Aver Bayura Bayimotze, bite the no bracha. So how come you say a bracha? The Gemara says the Ferry said you do say a bracha. The Gemara says, Habaydik Tzor Shiva. Huh? Oh. The Gemara says on Zayin Amid Aleph. The Gemara says, Habaydik Tzor Shiva. We have three lines from the bottom of Zayin Amid Aleph. The one who does the Dikas Chametz has to say a bracha. So what bracha does he say? So the Maharik quotes, we don't have this Rashi. The Maharik quotes, the Achrayin and Pilpul about this Maharik. Maharik quotes in the name of Rashi that you have to say two brachas. As you're about to do the Dikas Chametz, you have to say a bracha, Shekhar Shalom, and Mitzvot from Tivanu. Live the Kasa Chametz. And then if you succeed and you find some Chametz, if you're lucky and you find Chametz, then tomorrow morning when you burn it, then you say, Bracha Sheikh Hashem Sassan Tzvanu, I'll be a Chametz. But that's not the Girsa that we have in the Gemara. We don't say two brachas. We never heard of anybody saying two brachas. The Gemara says, Beferish, my Mevarech. So on the bottom of Zayin and Manav, so the Gemara has a Machleik, one Madama says, I'll be a Chametz, one Madama says, Levar Chametz. Nobody says, I'll be Dikas Chametz. The way we have the Girsa in the Gemara, State the Ferry said the Nusach HaBracha is either Al Bi Yochomets or Levirus Achomets. And then the Gemara said the Hilchus saw Al Bi Yochomets. The Gemara comes to the conclusion that you say Al Bi Yochomets. So what kind of a bracha Al Bi Yochomets? So the answer obviously is that the Bedikas Chomets is not only to avoid violating Bal Yirah Bay Matzin, to avoid violating the Yisra Achila. It's the beginning of the Kiyum HaMitzvah of Tashbisu. Shaila well is Midir Rabbanan Midir Raisa Taisik has 2 days. When you say that Bedikas Chometz is the beginning of the fulfillment of the mitzvah of Tashbisa, that's been not clear, the beginning of the fulfillment of the mitzvah. Or maybe it's only Midir Rabbanan. The Gemara always says Bedikas Chometz Midir Rabbanan. But the Gemara says Bedikas Chometz is only the Rabbanan because Midir Raisa the Bittel the Al-Masagi. So maybe it means Kol Zman Shaloi Bitloi, then the Bedikas Chometz is the Raisa. That's one day in Taisus. Machleg the Mechab and the Ramo had a Paschim. 2 days in Taisus in the first parak of Sochim, where the Bedikas Chometz is the Raisa. Or the Rabbanon in the situation when Adayin Loi Bittel. That's the Taisus on Daf Tes Amud Aleph. The Taisus has 2 days. On Daf Tes Amud Aleph, we're just limited.
So why do we make the broadcast tonight? We had time all morning to do Bittel. I don't understand. It's Adayin Loi Bittel. When do you have time to Bittel the next morning? So
okay.
He's going to go make a program of the Abiyo coming because he didn't want that to bother. He couldn't even bother. He had to come up the next day.
Okay. But if he does Bedika in a situation where he didn't do Bittul yet, which he didn't do.
When did he do it?
He didn't. It's the night of Yudalit. So he didn't do any Bittul yet.
He didn't have to do Bittul at that time. He does Bittul the next day.
Okay. So but the fact is that he didn't do Bittul yet. So whoever didn't do Bittul, you have an option. Either you do Bittul Menata, you have a Brera. To fulfill the mitzvah Tashbi, so you can fulfill in 2 ways, either to do Bittul or to do Bedika or Biur. So, Kolzman, a person didn't do Bittul, so he's Mukhrib Min HaTorah. One day in Taisus says that he's Mukhrib Min HaTorah to do Biur. Where's that Taisus on Tesam and Aleph, I think? Taisus, Kadesha Tehei Behemto Ocheles. The Yoimari, about 10 lines, right in the middle of the Taisus. The Yoimari, the Masnis and Nair Bishaloi, and in Psochem, Daf Tesam and Aleph, the Taisus Dima Maschel Kadesha Tehei Behemto Ocheles, they have a Kasha. So they say the answer to the Kasha is, the Masnis and Nair Bishaloi Bitloi, the Avivadai de Arise, the Kolzman, you work, the Vatal Lachomet, yet then the Choyves Bedika is their Arise. And then he says, the Yoimari, Nochateris, he's not so convinced that that's correct. And the Ran quotes, the Rishonim have on the first page, Daf Aleph and Aleph in the Ran, and the Shulchan Aruch, the Machlekes and the Chab and the Ramo, whether Bedikas Chometz before Bittul, if the person wasn't yet Vatla Chometz, whether the Chavis Bedikas is the Raisa the Rabbanon. When the Torah says you have to destroy the Chometz, does it mean you have to search and destroy? Or you just have to destroy what you're aware of? Whatever you're not aware of, you're not Mukhayif to destroy. The Rishonim give a mashal, the Rav once gave an arichas on this mashal. The Rishonim give a mashal from Biur Avodah Zarah. is a din. Abeti Abdun is called Kamas Rishab Dusham Agoyim Salahay Hamal Hahorim. You have to destroy Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara says that there's a distinction between the mitzvah of Biur Avodah Zarah and Eretz Yisrael as opposed to Biur Avodah Zarah and Chutz Lo'aretz. And Eretz Yisrael din is that Tzorach Dusharish Achreha. That even if you don't, if you had Yisrael Shalita, if you had Yisrael Takifa, if you have religious Jews in control of Eretz Yisrael, and if they'll destroy Avodah Zarah, the United Nations won't send in troops to dismantle the Medina. So then you have a chiyuv to destroy all the Avodah Zarahs. And Eretz Yisrael, even if you don't have it, even if you don't know where it is, you have to search it out and destroy all the Avodah Zarahs. Tzorach Dusharish Achreha. And Chutz Lo'aretz, you're not mechuyev. If you have it, if I have Avodah Zarah, if I have access to Avodah Zarah, I have to destroy it. If I don't have, I'm not mechuyev to go look for it. So you have, in the midst of Biur Avodah Zarah, you have sometimes Bidike Ubiur, and sometimes Biur. On the Avodah Zarah that you do, Ali, that I have, so I'm mechuyev to Mivar. On Avodah Zarah that's not your dua, I'm not mechuyev to do Chipus in order to go find it, Lashar Shachreh. The difference between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Lo'aretz, just Derech Agav. Where do you ever have a mitzvah that makes a difference? There is some chutzlos. We have the agricultural mitzvahs. The mitzvahs hatliyas baretz is a difference between Eretz Yisrael and chutzlos. When it comes to Shabbos and Kashrus and Krishma and Tefillin and Tzitzis, the dinim apply. Chodesh Aguf applies equally Eretz Yisrael and chutzlos. So Biur Avodah Zarah is not an agricultural mitzvah. Other rabbi doesn't apply to mechuvah lekarka. It's not nasa. So why should there be a difference between Eretz Yisrael and chutzlos? The hatela. So some of the answer is Pasha, that in Eretz Yisrael, if there's a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, there's a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Yishuv Eretz Yisrael means you have to build up and make communities and make highways and make yeshivas, and you have to do Biur Avodah Zarah. And Kol Zman that we have all the Avodah Zarahs there, as much as we build, and as much as many communities as we establish, and as many highways, and as much as we put into it, we're still not fully yoyt to the mitzvah, it's a haskalah. But we're still not fully yoyt to the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Yishuv Eretz Yisrael means Eretz Yisrael b'kedushas v'taharasa, without Avodah Zarah. Otherwise it doesn't make any sense. How can you say a chilek between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Lo'aretz and a chayvus aguf? There's only a chilek between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Lo'aretz and a chayvus karka, an agricultural mitzvah. But I'll call upon him. You see, the Rishonim point out the Marshal. The Rav gave once a whole arichas on it. You see from Biur Avodah Zarah that sometimes the chipus achar Avodah Zarah is included in the mitzvah, and sometimes it's not. In Eretz Yisrael, the din is Tzorach L'Shar Shachreh, Abei Ti Abdun. So the Gemara learns that from the Kei Feloshim, Tzorach L'Shar Shachreh, you have to go search out the Avodah Zarah. And in Chutz Lo'aretz, it's not Mechuyiv L'Shar Shachreh, just whatever you have, you Mechuyiv to destroy. If you have Avodah Zarah, you'll do well, so you have to destroy. If you don't know where it is, yeah? Not Mechuyiv to worry about it. So here too, by Chometz, that's the Machlokes in the Rishonim. We know clearly that the bedikah, the search for the chametz, is the haskalah of the mitzvah of biur. It's the haskalah of the mitzvah of tashbis. Not just that the bedikah of chametz is in order not to violate bal yiroh, in order not to violate achila. That wouldn't warrant a bracha. In one stage of Ferish, you say a bracha, and the bracha is the way we say, al biur chametz. You don't say livdekas chametz like Rashi. You say al biur chametz. It's the beginning of the mitzvah of Tashbis, the beginning of the mitzvah of Biur. The Rishonim have a machlokes. To what extent is it the beginning of the mitzvah? Some Rishonim hold that kidei kachetz asvara deraisa. That Vedika is the beginning of the mitzvah of Biur. If the Torah says you have to destroy, well, you're just going to destroy the box of Wheaties and the challah that's left over from Shabbos. No, you have to look through the whole house and find whatever chametz you have to make sure that you're fulfilling the mitzvah to destroy. Not just to destroy what you're aware of, to destroy everything. So that's the machlokes of Rishonim. How far do you go? Is this a svara deraisa or only the rabbanim? But I'll call upon him.
This relates to the issue of whether you're older or older than you are doing.
Yeah, yeah. Seem to be late, yeah.
But that's the right of the rabbanim. The status of the total rabbanim.
I don't think so. No, it's related. I don't think it's necessarily so sharply related. There's some Rishonim say that you only violate by Yerub by Matzah. In the beginning of the second parak, there's a question on a Rashi. The Rashi with the Maharshal there. Some Rishonim have a Girsan Rashi that you don't violate by Yerub by Matzah and Chomet She'ini Yaduar. If there's Chomet that you're not aware of, then there's no by Yerub by Matzah. So if there's no by Yerub by Matzah, how can you say that the Chayvus Bedik is their Raisa? The Pashtus, not. You have to say the Chavis B'dik is only the Rabban. But even if you say that there is Bal Yerub Bal Yimatzeh and Chomet She'ini Yaduah, it's still not Mochrach that the Chavis B'dik should be there. Right? You can right. Still say the Chavis B'dik is only the Rabban.
That's why you do B'dik. which you might find on Pesach.
Okay.
So then it becomes just one Pesach.
Okay. Okay. Anachinam.
So I think you make the book because then you become the mitzvah. The dikah is only the beginning of the mitzvah. And it takes till next morning. So it would be making more sense to make the book when you go to mitzvah.
At the completion? I don't know. Let's say on
it's part of beer.
On Tkiya Shofar, what do we say the brach at the beginning? Tkiya Shofar, you have to have dafke teishin. Kailo, Tkiya, true, Tkiya, Tkiya, true.
Because the first one is a mitzvah,
so
you have to make a
brach.
Yeah.
Here also?
Yeah, the beginning.
But here,
the also, I have a last year.
You make it with a beer from
them. Yeah, but it's a long beer. It takes a long time. So the haskalah of the beer chametz, the haskalah of the hashbasa is with the bediki. Either that's a haskalah with the rabbanon or that's a haskalah with the raisa. Whatever, that's a haskalah. So l'chaira, the reason why we say a bracha on the bediki as chametz is not for Rashi and Tosis reasons. What Rashi and Tosis gave the rationale, what motivated the chachamim to be mistaken, the dikas chametz, in order not to violate by Rabbi Matzah, and in order not to forget to eat it, if that's the whole story, that's the ganze maaser, then they wouldn't have a bracha. Once, the answer is, once the chachamim were motivated for Rashi's reason, for Tosfos's reason, whatever it is, to institute a mitzvah b'dikas chametz, once they instituted the mitzvah b'dikas chametz, so then they instituted it as the beginning, as the haskalah of the mitzvah of Tashbisu. So the mitzvah of Tashbisu, that's a mitzvah, beer chametz, that's a mitzvah of Tashbisu. So that requires a bracha. So l'chaira, there are some mitzvahs that you cannot just do whenever you want. Let's say, I want to promise Seder tonight. I'm going to be busy on Pesach night. I want to have tonight. I want to eat whatever. I want to read the Megillah tonight. There's dinim, you have to read the Megillah on Purim, and you have to have the Seder on Pesach, and you have to have the Sukkot on Sukkot, and you have to have the Lulav on so on, and Sukkot, and so on. So what do you mean? The fellow wants to burn the chametz whenever he wants. No, there are rules and regulations when you have to fulfill the mitzvah Tashbis. So let's say a person is going away for Yom Tov, and he has to do B'dikas chametz the last night that he's around his apartment. So when he does that, B'dikas chametz, you can call that the beginning of the Kima mitzvah Tashbisu. State hach for Yom Rishon Tashbisu. Yom Rishon means Erev Pesach. This is Erev Pesach. He's leaving a week before Pesach. He's going to Eretz Yisrael. He's going in advance. So what in the world is he doing to dig his comments for at all? No, k'day not to violate by Rabbi Motze, nor k'day not to Shema Yovel Yochlo, whatever. But that's only a loisesei. So if you do the B'dikas chametz in advance of Leil Arba Asar, you're not a fulfillment of the mitzvah Tashbisa. You're doing the B'dikas for Rashi and Tosfos reasons, not to violate Ba'yiroa, not to violate Achille. But that's like traitoring the flesh, that's like salting the flesh and so on, that no bracha is required. Only if you do the B'dikas on Leil Yudalit, then you're a fulfillment of the mitzvah Tashbisa, because that's Yom Yudalit. The only thing is, it's not exactly Yom Yudal. The question is, when does the mitzvah Esef Tashbisa begin? The Kiyum Esef. The Pashtus is then in the Prostik of Achli Yom Rishon Tashbisu, there's an Iser Esef and a Kiyum Esef. They're two different things. A Kiyum Esef is in the Mashal. There's a mitzvah in the Torah that you have to like film. So a mitzvah Esef to put on film, to say Kriyashma every day. If a person had a sandwich, a mitzvah Esef in the Torah, that he should bench Birchas HaMashal. Then there's an Iser Esef, is a different thing. The Prostik, the Rav always used to give the Mashal, Kol Sifa Tahara Techeilu. The Rambam writes in the Minyan HaMitzvahs that one of the mitzvahs is Kol Sifa Torah Techeilu. What is the mitzvah? It says to have a chicken every day. What if the person is a vegetarian? He doesn't enjoy eating chicken. So Korban Pesach, he has no bear. That's the Korban Pesach, whether he likes it or not. But he's not mechuyav to eat chicken every day. I shtei tacha mitzvah Kol Sifa Torah Techeilu. So the answer is that's not a mitzvah. Says that's an Iser Esei. Talav Abba Machlala Esei means if you lead a non-kosher bird, you'll be over on the Iser Esei. But it's not that it's a Kiyum Esei. Yeah, sometimes it says in the Chumash something, the Rambam counts the Lishchot Behema Chai V'yoyif as a mitzvah essay. So the writer asks, what kind of an essay is it? The most he can say is it's an Iser essay. So the Pashto says, Anachanami, that's all the Rambam meant to say. It's an Iser essay. If you eat flesh, Nish Gishoch Benehei, you eat the Enos Vuchos, you'll be over on the Iser essay of Vizavachta Kashet Sivisich, Vizavachta V'achalta. But he doesn't mean to say that it's a Kiyum essay, it's the Kesef Mishnah. On the Sefer HaMitzvahs, took the Ravitz Kasha, the Rambam asks, it's going to be the very beginning to have it. In the Sefer HaMitzvot, the Rambam lists off all the Minyan HaMitzvot, Nira HaSokas HaRaivit and the Minyan HaMitzvot also. So the Raivit is mastic on the fact that the Rambam counted Shechita as one of the Taryag Mitzvot, one of the Ramach Mitzvot says. So the Raivit asks, what kind of a Mitzvot says? What is a Mitzvot? The Shech? The Shechit is Mekayim so many Mitzvot. The Shech is a job, like every job. What's a job? He says a Brocha is Hapsal Pidin, something is Chabad. He's not doing a Mitzvot. The Raivit asks, the maximum minute is Allah B'mo Chlal HaSeh. So the Kesmishni gets all nervous and he says, no. He puts up his book, says, no, the Rambam disagrees with the Rabbi. So the Rabbi said, who says the Rambam disagrees with the Rabbi? Maskin! It's an Isser essay. Who said that the Rambam holds that it's a Kiyum essay? Because Mishnah says, no, the Rambam holds that it's a Kiyum essay. Whoever is interested in eating flesh has a mitzvah to shech the behemoth or the chay of the yoif in advance. There's up that the Rambam meant that as a mitzvah says it, just like the Rambam writes, kosi v'torah techelu, in the minyan mitzvah. And all he meant to say was that it's an Isser essay. They're the same over here by Lishchot. Lishchot is not a Kiyum essay, it's an Isser essay. So sometimes you have a pasuk. No, but we don't have a pasuk at all there. There's no pasuk about tzeivah in the flesh. It's only a lois essay. You only can only count mitzvahs that appear in the chumash. So he counts. You're not permitted to eat chaylev. You're not permitted to eat yidan nosh. You're not permitted to eat dav. That he counts as a lois essay. Okay, that's the question. Why didn't the Rambam count that? Okay, that's a good kasha. Why didn't the Rambam count that either as a kiyum essay or as an iser essay? Something. That's a good kasha.
Usually, you say by mitzvah, you say mitzvah.
According to the Kesem Mishnah, it's possible. Let's say a person is interested in eating chicken and he knows how to share. So the chatzili should shech himself rather than give it over to a sheikhet, to someone else. Masheni can, according to the way the Rabbi, the way Rabbi Soloveitchik learned, even the Rambam never meant it. It's only an Isser Esdi. It's not a Kiyum Esdi. So why should you say mitzvah bo yosem shluch, right? That'll be enough kamina ledim. Right. So the Pashtus says you have different kinds of essence. Sometimes you have an Isser Esdi, sometimes you have a Kiyum Esdi. What's with the Esdi of Tashbisa? What's the nature of this essence? So Rabbi Soloveitchik pointed out, the Pashtus is that it's both. Here you have an unusual, it's like an androgynous. Usually an essay, a tilin, tzitzis is a kiyum essay. And kotzi b'torah tachila is only an iser essay. And here it's both, a kiyum essay and an iser essay. The after chatzois on er, ach b'yamarishin tashbisu. Yamarishin means er pesach. So on the one hand it's an iser essay, you're not permitted to eat chomeit on er pesach after chatzois. You have to dispose of the chomeit in a fashion that's considered destruction. If you're going to eat it, so that's not the goif and shal hashbata. That's what Taisi says, Pshat. The Balamor has the line that some people always quote, Ein lucha hashbasa gdoyle mizu. When you eat the chametz and er pesach hef tachat Taisi, you're in fulfillment of the mitzvah of Tashbis. Ein lucha hashbasa gdoyle mizu. But Taisi san chav chesam and day. He says, not so. No, that it's muva me'elev. It's understood. When the Torah says Tashbis, it means, shalai kederach hanu asa. You have to dispose of it. You have to destroy the chametz. If you're eating it, so that's not called, you're sitting and eating cookies. So that's not called destroying the cookies, disposing of the cookies. So the Pashtun says that there's an Iser essay to eat chametz and er pesach after chatzais, and then there's a kiyum essay in destroying chametz. When is the zman of the kiyum essay? The zman of the Iser essay is er pesach after chatzais. When is the zman of the kiyum essay? So that's a machlokes Rashi and Taisus in the first parak. Taisus shita the Rabbi Natam shita and Taisus says that the zman of the kiyum essay is also after chatzais. That you were only yotze the mitzvah of tashbisu if you burn the chametz. After chatzos, if you're going to burn it in the morning, then you're not yaitzei. The Tosis is on Yud Beis on the days. After chatzos. After chatzos. Tosis says if you're going to burn the chametz before chatzos, you're not yaitzei the mitzvah of Tashbisu. Achilek. Achilek means that this whole pasuk of Tashbisu begins only after chatzos. The Yisr essay with the Kiyemes, everything begins after. That's what Taisus quotes, Emasai, Shaloi Bizman Diura. This is a Taisus, so they quote Rashi, and they have Kashis against Rashi. Not such, my ridiculous Kashis, and then we quote Abinatam says, Fakir from Rashi, the second half of Taisus. We quote Abinatam, Shaloi Bishaz Biur Hainu, Achashesh, and Taisus says, you learn out from Noita that the Ike Mitzvahs Biur Chomit is after Chatzos. In fact, the Rav pointed out, the Mordechai quotes, there's a pirush. One of the Balei HaTosfos wrote a pirush on the Elokei HaRuchos. When you say Elokei HaRuchos, on Shabbos HaGodol, I think it's a pirush for Shabbos HaGodol. Alakei Aruchos. So the, in the Sefer Orzarua, he has long, Orzarua's long pages, he has, I think, four long pages, tiny oisius, Apirish Rabbeinu Shmuel Mifalaiza, some city in France, Rabbeinu Shmuel Mifalaiza has a long commentary on this piyut that the Balei HaTesis all said, Alakei Aruchos. It gives you line by line what everything is all. He's all alluding to halachas, gemaras, and mishnayis, and mechiltas, and yerushalmis, and everything. So he has a long commentary. So the Mordechai quotes from this Rabbeinu Shmuel Mifalaiza. Where is it? Quotes this Rabbeinu Shmuel Mifalaiza quotes that there was one of the Balei HaTesis who would. Everybody burns the chametz in the morning. Nobody burns the chametz after chatzos. The Mishnah says, "Sor from tchila sheish." You don't burn after chatzos. After chatzos would be tchila sheva. So he quotes, "Yeah, avadi, you burn all the chametz before chatzos, but the balatzeis would leave over a kezayis to burn it after chatzos to fulfill the mitzvah deraisa. That all of the burning of the chametz that you do before chatzos, you're not yet to the din deraisa. The din deraisa only begins after chatzos." Where was that? I just saw it before. Here it is on page 98. If you have a Mordechai in the end, it's page Chof Ches. It's the first page in the Mordechai. The riff ends on Dab Chof Ches. And the first page in the Mordechai is page 98, the top of the second column on the fourth line. Rabbeinu Shmuel Mifalaiza Omar. That's in his Pirish. Everything from Rabbeinu Shmuel Mifalaiza is in the Pirish on the Lakeh Aruchas and the Yozarua. He quotes all the time from the Yozarua. Mordechai Keseda quotes from Yozarua. He said, "Rabbeinu Shmuel Mifalaiza writes, 'Shamaiti al Ariba Rebav Rom, one of the Balei HaTesis to show you, Rogil, Lahashas Prusa Achas Milasorfa Atchila Shor Zayin, Kedei Lekayim Bio Chometz Bismanikiri Pirush Rabbeinu Tam.'" Like the Rabbeinu Tam says that we just said before, in that Tesis, where was that? Based on the base of wherever it was there, against Rashi, that the Zman of the Kiyam HaMitzvah, the Zman Derais of the Kiyam HaMitzvah Tashbisu, is Dafki after Chatzos. No. That's what his Shita was. The Keset Mishnah also has such a possibility. Keset Mishnah is misupik in Hilchas Chometz HaMatzah. He's misupik regarding the Lashon HaMishnah when it says v'sarfim v'tchila sheish. It's the last Keset Mishnah in Perek Aleph, in the last few lines in Perek Aleph in Hilchas Chometz HaMatzah, when the Mishnah has the Malitza, the Lashon v'sarfim v'tchila sheish. What does that mean? That you burn the chametz after Shor Shishis enters, because midirabbanon they were going there. Adam Toyev b'Shor Achas, they were going there. That you treat it as if Chatzos begins from 11 o'clock. Chatzos is really at 12 o'clock, and midirabbanon they were going there. You should treat 11 o'clock as if it's Chatzos. So since midirabbanon Chatzos has come already at 11 o'clock, so you can fulfill and minatayev this man for destroying the chametz is after 12 o'clock. He goes also with the rabbi's time. The Zman for destroying the Chametz is all the Balei HaTesis held not like Rashi. The Zman of the Tashbisu, the Zman of the Kiyum Esi is after Chatzos, but Midrabbanon Chatzos is 11 o'clock. So it's served from Mitchila Sheish to be taken literally. You shouldn't burn the Chametz after the first minyan, after the second minyan, at 10 o'clock. No, you have to wait till 1 minute after 11, after Shor Shishis enters, and then you burn. If you're going to burn the Chametz too early, you won't be here to the Mitzvah. And then he says, not so sure, maybe that's not what it means. Maybe it's a melitza. The Sofer Mechila Sheish really means B'Soy Chomesh. Maybe you shouldn't take it so literally that you have to wait till Mechila Sheish to burn the Chomesh. Maybe it means like we do, like you burn the Chomesh earlier. So the, you have a few sheetahs here. The Rabbi the Tam Sheetah in the Tesis, and the Mordechai quotes this, and the Kes Mishnah HaZadeya, is that both the Zman of both the Iser Essay and the Kiyam Essay is Dafke after Chatzos, Menatayr. So Tosfos later, that's the kasha. How can it be? So that's what the Mordechai Tain is. How can you do that? The Mordechai Tain is, what did he do? He's saving over Kazais of Chametz to burn after Chatzos, but it's going to be over on Tashbisu. So the answer is with the Tosfos later. Tosfos Lishitofim is protected. Tosfos writes on the last line on Chof Tes on the base. There's a famous line, Yishagas Aryeh doesn't like this taste. So he pours out all of his cards on this taste. So he made this taste the same. The last line taste says that there's a dinner by Yura by Matzah. If you own chametz on Pesach, you're in violation of the Easter by Yura by Matzah. What if I have chametz in my possession and Daiti Levaroi, Daiti Lesorf, I plan to burn it? It takes me a minute. I have to go get a match and I have to go get a little fuel and I have to put it together. I'm not going to burn it in the middle of the rug. I'm not going to burn down the whole house. So if it's daita levara, so then the Taisa says on the last line that there's no dinner by your rabbi matzah. The last four lines. Mikan machiach ri. That's on chav tes and the base. The last four lines. Mikan machiach ri. Even on Pesach. Even on Pesach he holds. So koshkin on their Pesach. Mikan machiach ri. He has a right from the Gemara. He has a whole list of kashes. And the answer is, Amash echomet b'pesach v'dayt olivaroi. Ain't all the boses shehir. You're not even by your rabbi matz. And who are dinami on their Pesach? You're not even on the Easter essay of Tashbisu if you own chomet. If it's daita to levara, he plans to burn it as soon as possible. So that's the shita's balei ha-taisis. But Rashi holds not so. Rashi shita, the taisis came to disagree with that Rashi. Rashi shita is that ach chilek means that you split the day in half. That's the Rashi on yud beis on the base. Rashi shita ach chilek, you split the day in half. The second half of the day after chatzos is the zman of the iser esay of tashbisu. When you're not allowed to eat, it's benatar. And the first half of the day is the zman of the kiyum esay. The mitzvah says that the burn the chametz is before chatzos. That's the correct man. But the pashtus is that there's no mitzvah says that to burn the chametz the night leil yudalit. Then there's not yet a mitzvah of tashbisim. L'chayre min atayre. The mitzvah is only ach bayom erishin bayom v'lo balayla. And the yom we divide in half. We say achilek. What do you mean achilek? You split the day in half. So you say from sunrise, whatever, till sunset, you split it in half of the chatzos. So obviously, you're just working with the day. So you say you divide it in half. The second half of the day from chatzos on is the zman of the Yisr essay. The first half of that day is the zman of the kiyum essay. But the lechor minatar, there's no kiyum essay the night before. If you burn the chametz leil yudalit, it wouldn't be in fulfillment. Otherwise, if when you're making yirach chilek, so you should split the whole 24 hours in half and go so you should say achilek split in half. From Leil Yudalit till Alos HaShachar is the first half. From Alos HaShachar till Tzeis is the second half. So you don't say like that. Ach, by Yom Rishon, somehow the Chacham understood Yom means only the daytime of Yudalit. He split that in half. But the Gemara says, that's why the Gemara affects Akasha. Why would the Chacham in Misak and Dibikas Chometz Leil Yudalit must pick the Misak and Dibikas Chometz in the morning of Yudalit? Why did they make a Takana the night before Yudalit? They wanted B'dikach Chometz to be the beginning of the mitzvah of Biur. They made a bracha. Al Biur Chometz is the beginning of the mitzvah of Tashbisu. So why did they make such a krumizach to make the Gemarius? Why did they make such a krumizach? To make B'dikach Chometz at night. At night is not too early. So the Gemara says, B'shoa sheperiyad mitzuyim b'bateyim v'yor haneir yofel b'dikach. Where's the Gemara? I forgot already. The stomach is that, no? The Gemara asks this question, why were the Chachamim misaken so early? On Dalet Amud Aleph, right in the middle of Dalet Amud Aleph. So the Gemara asks, why would they misak mitigas chametz benivdek mitzafro noon so be beidik in the morning? Enough. Well, what are you doing the night before? The night before you won't be yet to the mitzvah. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchok b'shosh b'nei adam tzumim b'atem b'yor anei yochle b'dike. So the Rabbanon, they had a reason why they wanted the b'dike to be l'yor anei, and they wanted it to be dafka b'alaylo and not b'yom. So because of that, and they wanted to institute B'dikas Chometz as the Haskola of the mitzvah of Tashbisu. So mid the Rabbanon, they instituted L'chari, even though in Atayri the mitzvah says, say, this man of the Kiyom Esay of Tashbisu is only the first half of the day, Achilik, the first half of the day of Yudalit. But mid the Rabbanon, they're mistaken that Leil Yudalit is also part of this man of the fulfillment of the mitzvah of Tashbisu. This is all what the Rav pointed out. So the Rav pointed out that Rambam has a chiddush din. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Chometz and Matzah that the Chachamim are misaken, it should be Beidik Chometz, that same place, the beginning of Perik Beis. Hilchos Chometz and Matzah, Medibay Soy from Lachapis HaChachamim to check, to look. Shebeitkim, you have to do the B'dik at the beginning of Leil Yudalit. And then he says, after you finish the B'dikas Chometz, you have to put away the Chometz that you plan to eat. to make sure that it doesn't get lost. And what if you decide that you want to burn the chametz leil yudalit? You don't plan to eat any wheaties for breakfast. Not going to eat a sandwich the next morning. So the Rambam says, so doesn't say, if you want to burn the chametz leil yudalit, after you finish the bedikah, it's okay. So Rav Soloveitchik pointed out that that's only after the chachamim made the takana that bedikah's chametz is the beginning of the kiyum mitzvah of tashbisu. So they were makdim this man of the kiyum mitzvah of tashbisu. And after the kiyum mitzvah of tashbisu only begins achilik baboika in the morning of yudalit. But once when the rabban they moved it up to leil yudalit for harai that you can begin the bedikah, they wanted the bedikah to be the haskol. So if you want, you can burn the chametz also on leil yudalit. If you want, you can leave up a chametz and burn it tomorrow morning. Fine. So the question is, how far back did they move the mitzvah of Tashbis? Only or the Yudalit. What happens when Er Pesach falls out on Shabbos? So when you do the Bedikah on Thursday night, that's only a Bedikah in order to avoid violation of Bal Yura by Matzah. That's like a Bedikah Mukdemis. If in a normal year someone's going to do a Bedikah or the Yud Gimel or earlier, you don't say a Bracha because that's only he's not in fulfillment of a Mitzvah Sesei. He's only doing the Bedikah in order to avoid violation of the Lois Sesei, not to violate by Yurad by Matzah, not to violate Yisra Achila, the Rashi and the Tesis. But the Bedikah Mukdemes is not done in fulfillment of the Mitzvah Sesei Tashbisu. It's like reading the Megillah today. It's like traveling the Seder blowing Shofar today. It's the wrong day. So the Mitzvah of Tashbisu is only on Bayom Arish Tashbisu. So the question is, so how come this year we say a bracha on the Bedikah Chometz? Right. The halacha is that you say a bracha. So the question is why? So b'hechreyach, you have to answer that the Chachamim, maybe mid-rabbon, maybe mid-atayra, I don't know. B'hechreyach, they said, since Erev Pesach is Shabbos, so you won't be able to, the normal way to destroy the Chometz is b'sreifa. And even if you hold hash b'sasa b'chol davar, still the Rambam talks about burning the chametz. That's the normal way. So the chachamim, either mid the rabbanan, maybe even mid Torah, since the normal way to destroy the chametz is going to involve a malach, and you can't do this on Shabbos, so this man of the mitzvah sesei of tashbisu is mugdom. Maybe even mid Torah, this man of the mitzvah of tashbisu is mugdom. So when you do the bedikas chametz this year on early Yud Gimel, this is not only for the purpose of avoiding violation of the Yisurim. No, you say a bracha. That's the beginning of the Kiyum. That's the beginning of this man of the mitzvah of Tashbisu. That's the impression that one gets. Yeah. You have to say the bitl on Shabbos morning. Yeah. Okay. That's the Lashon HaRambam. That's where the Rambam started off Perek Beis. He writes Mitzvah Seses Min HaTorah LaHash B'Chametz, and he doesn't say B'Yom Yudalit. No, Mitzvah Seses LaHash B'Chametz Koidim Zman Yisr Achilosai Shenemar Ach B'Yom Rishon Tashbisu. And the Gemara says the word Rishon means Mukdom. The Gemara quotes the Pasuk in Sefer Iyov, HaRishon LaAdam Tivolet. Were you there before Adam HaRishon came around? So the Gemara says the word Rishon means Mukdom. So when it says Ach v'yom Rishon Tashbis, it means you should burn the chametz, you should destroy the chametz in advance of Pesach. How far in advance? So on a normal year, you destroy the chametz on Erev Pesach in the morning. And the Rabbanon, the Bizman begins the night before Yudalit. And on Erev Pesach, Cholis B'Shabbos, Bizman HaMukdom is Mukdom a day earlier. Mikir Adin is Mukdom, that's why you say Bracha this year.
Now that we're eating, now the time is limited up any time. If you're eating Shabbos, chumash, because we're still having the little meal. So that's a chil and beheter. So it let us have a chil here by eating it.
Taisa says later that eating chumash is never a tashbisu. That's how Taisa writes on Chof Kesam and Beis. That the word tashbisu has a connotation of hashbasa shalai gedera chachilot.
And flushing down whatever you remain, so I get a Shabbos, that's what it's supposed to be.
Flushing down on Shabbos morning. Yeah, that's the kima of Tashbisa. That's the kima of Tashbisa, yeah. The Rav points out the Rambam has a unique shita. It's not quoted short. The Rambam has a unique shita about destroying the chametz on Shabbos. A different story. I think you have this idea, such a similar idea, could even be on the level of the rice and other Rishonim also. There's a famous Shitas Rashi regarding this man about Tfiyas HaMatzah. The Gemara has in the end of the Masechta On Kuf Chof on the base, the Gemara says that there's a machlekes Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Ben Azaria. When is this man of Achilas Korban Pesach Min HaTorah? We know that the Mishnah says you have to finish eating the Korban Pesach by Chatzos, by midnight. So there's a machlekes Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Ben Azaria, whether that's a din deraisa or din derabon. So the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Ben Azaria, and there's a hekish between Achilas Korban Pesach and Achilas Matzah. A matzah semerah and yochluhu. You should eat the Korban Pesach together with matzah semerah. So if you hold, the Gemara says, if you hold like Rabbi Lozim and Azaria, it's the last six lines on the daf. Omar Rava, ochal, that's on Kuf Chof on the base. Omar Rava, last seven, eight lines. Ochal matzah bizman azeh, acha chatzois, according to Rabbi Lozim and Azaria, lo yotze yidech arvoseh. If you hold like Rabbi Lozim and Azaria, that the din of chatzois halayla is a din deraisa that you cannot eat Korban Pesach after chatzois, then you must finish eating the apikoyim and you have to finish the whole matzah, leil Pesach before chatzois. Because there's a hekish, iskish matzah lepesach, the Gemara says. But if you hold like Rabbi Akiva, that the whole din that you have to finish Korban Pesach by chatzos halayla is only with the Rabbanon. They're the hachi kisod, the minu aveira. If you allow him to eat after chatzos, he may eat after alos hashachar. And it's still pitch black, and he won't realize that it's after alos hashachar. Be chayv koris for eating noisar. So they made exer the Rabbanon, not allowing him even to eat the Korban Pesach after chatzos, lest he'll make a mistake. They didn't have watches. So everything was guessing. How does he know? You've got to know exactly when Chatzos is, when Alos HaShachar is. So they prohibited Midirabbanon. According to Rabbi Kiva, they prohibited Midirabbanon. You're not permitted to eat Korban Pesach after Chatzos. The Gemara said, if you hold that, it's only Midirabbanon, then it only applies to Korban Pesach. They didn't have to make Gzeira from us. There's not going to be any Koris, there's not going to be any Noisar. So there's no problem with Chatzos alive. Sure. So what's with that Hekish? There's a Hekish between Matzah and Korban Pesach with respect to this month. Because the whole Hekish is only feasible according to Rabbi Lozim ben Azaria, that there's a Zman of Chatzos, that's Min HaTorah. According to Rabbi Kiva, the whole din of Chatzos is only with the Rabbanon, so there's no Hekish. So there is no Hekish. So that's what the Yerzeruah and other Rishonim quote in the name of Rashi. We don't have it, Rashi and the Masechta, we don't have it. But the other Rishonim quote in the name of Rashi that the Hekish does apply Min HaTorah with respect to the Zman Afiyas HaMatz. So just like you have to Shech the Korban Pesach after Chatzos. That's a din deraisa. Beno Abayim, you have to shech the Korban Pesach after Chatzos. So too, and if you didn't shech it after Chatzos, you can't be yotze. Shech the Korban Pesach day before, in the morning of Yudal, you won't be yotze with that. So too, if you baked your matzahs before Erev Pesach after Chatzos, you're not yotze with these matzahs. You're only yotze with the matzahs that were baked after Chatzos. That's what Rashi holds. And all of the Rishonim ask against Rashi, it's against an often a Mishnah. But the Mishnah and most of the Rishonim hold against Rashi. Most of the Rishonim hold against. There's a Mishnah on Lamed Hei Amud Aleph, where it says, Beferit, the last two lines in the Mishnah, Chalas Toida Rikike Nozir. A Korban Toida, you bring 40 Chalas, 10 Achomets, and 30 Amatzah. And a Nozir also brings Matzah. So the Mishnah says, what about those matzahs? Those matzahs were made l'shem korban. Can you use those matzahs? Can you use those matzahs for the mitzvah of matzah and leil pesach? Can you kill two birds with one stone? Can you be yotze two mitzvahs with the same matzah? He baked the matzah l'shem chalas toda v'kikin nozer. Obviously, he baked the l'shem matzahs mitzvah also l'shem pesach, because the matzahs have to be baked l'shmo. So he baked it both l'shmo. He has in mind that these matzahs should serve both for the purpose of matzahs mitzvah. But Pesach and for Chalas Toda V'Kikei Nozir. So the Mishnah says that sometimes you yotze, sometimes not. The din is that you're not yotze. The Gemara explains what it means. Sometimes yotze means that you didn't really bake it l'shem korban. But whenever you really bake the l'shem korban, then it's a stira in the l'shma. This is atar to the sas in this l'shma. That's what the Mishnah has. What if you have matzah shel maisa sheni? So matzah maisa sheni, it says in the Chumash la'achal to be yotze mimenu. You're not permitted to eat Maisa Sheni when one is in the state of Aninus. And Matzah's mitzvah is called Lechem Oini, even though Lechem Oini is spelled with an ayin. But Yudarshan, one Tana holds that Yudarshan is if it were written with an aleph. So you're only yotze Matzah's mitzvah on Pesach night if it's Matzah Hanachelus Baninus. If you want to be yotze Matzah's mitzvah with Maisa Sheni, Dike Matzah, so it's Ein Anechel Baninus, so that's a tie to the sasri. You can't take Maisa Sheni grain. The farmer has a bushel of Maisa Sheni. He's going to take it to Yerushalayim. And what he's going to do with Maisa Sheni? Eat it. So let's say it's Erev Pesach. So he'll bake matzahs. And I want those matzahs to be good for matzahs mitzvah. So one Tana holds that that's a tie to this answer. You cannot It is Maisa Sheni already. You cannot superimpose a Halashem Lishmo. Lishmo of Matzah means I made a Chepta Matzah. What do you mean? Sachatakta the Sasa, they can't live together in peace and harmony. The Nishkin Shidach over here. This has to be Nechel Baninus. And this is Leila Nechel Baninus. It can't be. Just like the Chalas Tadiri Kike Nazar is a Tarta the Sasa, the Mishnah says. It can't be. It can't be together. Yeah, Lord Chalas Tadiri Kike Nazar, the Maisa Sheni, is not Ladi Baninus. And the Rabbi Akiva disagrees, and he says, no, he doesn't darsh nechal banin, he doesn't hold like that. Or the Marshal, the Mishnah says on Lamed Hamed Aleph that you are yotze with truma. If I gave a bushel of grain to the kohen, that was truma, and the kohen takes it, and he bakes matzahs out of it, and the Mishnah says it can be yotze matzah with such thing. The Marshal says, why not? She tells the Marshal, ma with the tame, it's a tie to the tzatzri, and just like you have chal, it's a tie to the kikinoza. I would have thought of an idea, maybe it's a type of the Tzatzri. The Gemara says, Kamashwan, there's no Pasuk, so you don't have to invent stupid. That's what the Gemara says. I might have thought that maybe it's also a type of the Tzatzri. Kamashwan or not. So the Halacha says that you have to bake matzah lishmo. Sometimes you have type of the Tzatzri and lishmo, it's no good. So there's a special Halashem of Afiyas HaMatzah, special dinim. Not some. The Gemara says it's a goy, bake the matzah, so it's no good. They have nothing against some of our best friends are offering. But still, it's no good, the Gemara says. The Gemara says, B'tzekis. The tzekes that were made by the Nochem and Yamaka, you can tell that it's matzah, it's not chomet. The Gemara says you're allowed to eat it on Pesach, or the Malik race man. You have to make sure that you eat kezayis matzah, and you're not yetzer with what the Nochri made, because it wasn't made lishmo. A Nochri is not a mukhiv in the midst of matzah, so he's not a bar hochia making lishmo. Allah requires it has to be made lishmo. The Rambam writes, when the Rambam quotes the din of Shmur Matzah from Daf Mem, the Rambam quotes the din of Shmur Matzah, so he writes that the idea of having Shmur is Shima Mechimis. Shmatam Esa Matzah is means Shima Mechimis to make sure that it didn't become comics. The Rambam never writes the din that you need Asiyah Lishma. Even though he never spells it out, but in between the lines, it's obvious that the Rambam holds, the Mishnah holds in the din. If there's no din of Lishma, so what's wrong with Chalas Toydiri Kikin Nozir? What's wrong with Maisa Sheni? Obviously the pshat is that you need Asiyah Lishma. And this lishma is a type of the sasri with that. What kind of lishma? How can you call this a matzah shal mitzvah if it's for a different mitzvah, which is so different, in constant and different directions? So it's from the whole Gemara, it's muchach that there's clearly a din of lishma. The Rambam holds that there's an additional din, in addition to being, in addition to requiring asiyah lishma, there's another din that the Yehudim, according to the Rambam. The Rambam didn't spell it out well. The Rambam didn't write it clearly, but in between the lines in the Rambam, you see clearly that there is a din of Asiyah Lishma. It's not that it's a chatira, whether the din of Shmur or Matzah, Shmur means Asiyah Lishma, or Shmur means Shina Mechimis. No, the Rambam holds that they're two din, they're both din. But this nafkamina, which pu'ulas can be done by the Nachru with Yisrael and Al Gabo, which pu'ulas must be done dafke by the Yisrael. Right, that's what the Rishonim point out. If women were not mechuyev in achilas matzah, then they wouldn't be able to create lishma either. Like a nochri who's not mechuyev, whoever is eidah b'toyris cannot create lishma. But the Gemara has a pasuk that even all matzahs is man grombo kol sheyesh them about tekel chameitz sheyesh them mikum achol matzah. So women are just as obligated as men in eating the matzah. Yeah, that's where is that? The Gemara kol sheyesh them about tekel chameitz sheyesh them mikum achol matzah. So therefore. Here it is on Mem Gimel a bit. So just like women, since women are just as mechuyev as men in eating the matzah, so the woman is yeshna b'torah, so she can create the shmo. She can create the shmo. So getting back again, so Rashi's opinion is, Rashi holds a din d'oraisa like that, that you're not yotze matzah unless it was baked erev Pesach after Chatzos. The hakesha from that kufchof on the base is not only a kind of Rav Lozman Azari, it's bein l'Rav Akiva, bein l'Rav Lozman Azari. The hekish, as far as the zman of the matzah being the same as the zman of the chomei, being the same as the zman of the korban pesach, they're both masking, or Akiva Rav Lozman Azari, they're both masking that the zman is the same with respect to the asiyas ha-matzah and the asiyas ha-pesach. You have to bake the matzah during the same zman, you have to have pesach during the same zman that you shech the korban pesach. The only machlokes of Akiva Rav Lozman Azari, how far do you go with the hekish? Rav Lozman Azari goes even with respect to the zman achila. That you cannot eat matzah after Chatzos HaLaila, just like you cannot eat Korban Pesach, you cannot fulfill Korban Pesach after Chatzos HaLaila, so you cannot fulfill a mitzvah matzah after Chatzos HaLaila. And Rabbi Kiva says, no, it's not true. He says, the whole din of Chatzos HaLaila is only with the Rabbanim. In our third, there is no such thing, so that's not included in the Hekesh.
But that there's a hekesh on this non Rashi says that's muskum lechaladim. That's Rashi sheet. And all the Rishonim quote the Mishnah is a tiyufta against Rashi. The Mishnah talks about halas tovdi we kikei nozit. This Mishnah on Laman Heil Meralos, the last three lines. When did they bake the halas tovdi kikei nozit? Era Pesach after Chatzos. They bake in halas tovdi. Halas tovdi you have to have 10 chametz and 30 matzah. What is he baking halas tovdi? Era Pesach after Chatzos. What he really thinks he's going to bring on carbon tovdi today? It says in the Gemara, emedim tovdi biyud dalit because he may be kachshon beisach tov. You don't say Mizma L'Seid on Erev Pesach. You can't bring a carbon tithe on Chalamay Pesach. A Chalamay Sukkis, a Chalamay Shavuos. A Chalamay Sukkis, you can bring a carbon tithe. The Rambam talks about the same Galaviyot and Dami, a Chalamay Shavuos. Everybody asks, well, what is he talking about? There is no Chalamay Shavuos. The Rambam like that, and you see that in the Nusach HaTfilah next. So on Chalamay Sukkis, the Gemara says, you can bring a carbon tithe. On Chalamay Pesach, you can't bring a carbon tithe because it has Chalamay. Not only Chalamay Pesach, not an Erev Pesach, he can't bring a carbon tithe, because he won't be able to bring, he won't be able to eat the chametz dikatad after Chatzos. So you may be kachur and beis hapsu. So you cannot bring a carbon tithe on Erev Pesach. So what do you mean he's baking chalas tithe on Erev Pesach after Chatzos? Obviously he baked it last week and he put it in the freezer. He didn't. He baked it l'shem chalas tithe. He didn't bring the carbon. They used to have bake shops in Yerushalayim. They baked chalas tithe, whoever wants to buy it, Mishnah. Whoever wants to buy, says, you'll be magnashit. When you buy it, you'll be magnashit. I wasn't magnashit yet. When he'll buy it, the Shane Carbon, he'll be magnashit, and then he'll bring it. That's what the Mishnah talks about. So obviously, he was baked way before Erev Pesach, after Chatzos. So that's what he says, that the yufta against Rashi for the Mishnah, till it point. How can Rashi say such a thing? That's what Rashi writes. That's Rashi's opinion. And they quote that the Baalei HaTosfos used to be nizer for Rashi Shita, to always be medactic, to bake the matzah Erev Pesach after Chatzos. So the Rishonim ask him, what did they do, pray tell, when Erev Pesach fell out on Shabbos? So half of the Rishonim say, no kasha. He baked the matzah Erev Shabbos after Chatzos. How does that answer anything? Erev Shabbos after Chatzos, that's not the Zman of Shchita Sateza? Huh? It's not the Zman of Shchita Sateza. What kind of an answer is that? Erev Shabbos after Chatzos. Huh? What do you mean, Kishar Shem? It sounds like they're saying along the lines of this Rambam. Some Rishonim insist, some Baalei HaTosfos insist that you must bake it on Leil Pesach. Some insist that you must bake on Leil Pesach. And they write, there's a little sefer called Sefer HaParnos. There's a Pardes, by one of the Talmidim of Rashi, then there's a little tiny Sefer. It's called Sefer HaParnos, also by one of the Talmidim of Rashi. They write the way the Baalei HaTosfos were very medaktik to bake the matzah Erev Pesach after Chatzos. And when it was Erev Pesach, Shkobis B'Shabbos, they would be medaktik to bake the matzah on Leil Yontif, and Leil, Hamatzoi Shabbos, Leil Yontif. And the Catholics were very frum. The Catholics, the Jews didn't have their own bakery, so they had it baked by the Catholics. The Catholics were very frum, so they wouldn't allow them to bake on Sunday. And some of them were so voiced Machol Al Kodesh. They wouldn't allow the Jews to use their bakery on Leil Matzoi Shabbos, Shein Erev Sunday. And then the Baalei HaTosfos write Afil Aidei Sheichad. They wanted to bribe the Catholics with Mishka Hofen Ken Sheikhad. So in one community, they would sneak in, they would get one guy with Sheikhad, Harvey Sheikhad, they would bribe one guy. He wasn't so frum. So he would let them bake in his bakery. But they had to go online to bake. So some of them didn't begin to bake the matzah till after Chatzos. They didn't start to say that. They didn't say Kiddush till 1 o'clock at night. Because they held that if you don't bake the matzah till Leil Pesach, you're not yotze. And others held no, that since the Gemara says you're going to Rav Lozman Azaria, you're not yotze the matzah if you eat it after Hatzois, and there's a machlekes in Tosfos whether you pass like Rav Lozman Azaria, pass like Rav Akiva. So those who held the halachas like Rav Lozman Azaria, so they're not going to get anywhere. What are they going to bake the matzah at 11:30 at night? They're going to say Kiddush at 12 o'clock. So they were makel and they followed the other sheep that they baked the matzah on Erev Shabbos after Hatzois. And those that held the halachas like Rabbi Akiva, you can begin to say that after Hatzayd, Lishke Fela. So they were Machmir and they baked the matzah Leil Hatzayd. So what does this Shita mean? What do you mean you baked the matzah Erev Shabbos after Hatzayd? What do you gain by baking matzah? That's Man Shchitas HaPesach. So I thought perhaps I thought perhaps these Rishonim hold that that's the definition of the Din Deraisa. Just like it could be that the Din of the Zman of Tashbisa changes, Minatera, not just the Rabban. Halacha L'maaseh, the Zman of Tashbisa changes with the Rabban, we see. We say a bracha, Medikas Chom, it's Leil Yud Gimel. Normally we wouldn't say a bracha because the Bedikah would only be to prevent us from violating an Issa. It wouldn't be a Bedikah to fulfill a Mitzvah. And this year, the Bedikah Leil Yud Dalet, at least with the Rabban, is a fulfillment of the Mitzvah. So it could be then a level of the Deraisa also. Yom Yud Gimel this year is like Yom Yud Dalet on a normal year. The Balamor has such a lashon. The Balamor writes the last hour before Lichtenstein this year, Shoah Shteimesre, the Erev Shabbos, the last hour before Lichtenstein on Erev Shabbos is Kishoah Shishis Bishar Shon. It's Kishoah Chamishis. Means the mitzvah of Tashbisu is to destroy the chametz in preparation for Pesach. When to destroy the chametz preparation? Purim, 2 weeks before. No, soon before. So when is soon before? So on a normal year, soon before is the morning. It's the morning of Yud Dalet. And now that the therapist calls B'Shabbos, so the Balmor writes a lashon. It could be it only means Midi Rabban, but it could be he means Minatera. That Shor Shteimesrei on Erev Shabbos, the hour before Lichtenstein, on Erev Shabbos, the end of the day, 5 o'clock in the afternoon, on Erev Shabbos. Is Kishor Hamish is Bishar Shonim, that's the last Sman, and the Din Minatara is after Yamarishan Tashbisa, that's what the word Yamarishan means. Yamarishan means in advance of Yontif. So it could be that that's what it means according to Rashi, that you have to bake the matzahs. Erev Pesach after Chatzos means Samach Leyontif, you have to bake the matzahs. How Samach? We give you from Chatzos on. But if Erev Pesach Chali is Bishav, so we give you a half a day, the second half day of Erev Shabbos. From the Arab Shabbos after Chatzos, that could be that's a Din Deraisa. It could be that's what the Hekish to Pesach means. The Hekish to Pesach is Man of Shchitas HaPesach. It's Yud Dalet, Acha Chatzos. It could be that's what it means. It means the last possible time you should shech the Korban Pesach, not the morning of Yud Dalet, not the day before, the last possible month. So the terrorist tells the last possible month of Shchitas HaPesach. Is Yud Dalet after Chatzos. On a normal year that you can bake matzos after Chatzos, so you should bake the matzos also Samach Leyontif. If it's Chali is B'Shabbos and you can't, you also you put it for the mitzvah of matzah. I say the last normal month to bake the matzos will be Erev Shabbos after Chatzos. Otherwise, you don't understand what the Rishonim are talking about. What were they medaktik to bake the matzos Erev Shabbos after Chatzos? Erev Shabbos after Chatzos is nothing but nothing. It's another question, what did they eat? They could either eat comets or eat something else. Well, no, with respect to this din, that you have to bake the matzahs Samach Leyontif, and you have to do the tashbis Samach Leyontif. That's the whole uptight of Yom HaRishon. Yom HaRishon doesn't mean Yudalinis. Yom HaRishon means that's why the Torah wrote it backwards. Why did they write such a deceiving lashon, such a misleading lashon, after Yom HaRishon tashbis? Stop! After Erev Yontif tashbis. The answer is it's not always Erev Yontif. Sometimes it's the day before. Rishon means HaRishon Lodom Tivolet. The Hakdom of Leyontif, that's the Lashon, the way the Rambam formulated. The Hashem Zachamitz Kaidim Zman Yisur Achi Lossi should never be on the Rishon Tashbisa. You have such a similar din also. See, sometimes we have to define halachas very clearly. Sometimes the nature of the definition is a little bit vague. Like over here, it could be that's the definition there. I said Yom HaRishon means Samach Leyontif, and that's this man afias hamatzis Samach Leyontif. Sometimes Samach Leyontif means the day before Erev Shabbos after Chatzos. Marshall, there's this Rambam. There's a famous issue here in the Rambam. Perik Beis, Halacha Beis. In Hilchos Chametz Matzah, the Rambam starts off Perek Beis Halacha Al Mitzvos Es Menatera LaHashbis HaChametz. You have to get rid of all the chametz. Mahi Hashbrasa Hamur BaTorah. The Rambam asks Halacha Beis, how do you fulfill Tashbisu? So the Rambam writes a definition. So the Kes Mishnah quotes over here, a longer Kes Mishnah, that they were in our editions, of the Rambam at present, we don't have this text. But in the days of the Kes Mishnah, apparently this was a common reading in the Rambam, that he has the following reading. My Hashbrasa Hamur Bataru, who? How do you do it? She Yasa Hachamitz HaYadua Lom Yoshuso, She Any Yadua Yavakla Beliba, Yasa Mosika Ofa. The Chamitz HaYadua, you cannot say, I call Hamir Dika Bishisa Libaka Vladatka. Bitl only works on Chamitz She Any Yadua. If you're not sure, you don't know where it is, what it is, you don't know too much about it, then Bitl will help in authority. Mori says, with the right of the Bitl, the Alma Sagi, instead of doing Vidika, Vidika means if you don't know, if you have it, you don't have it. If I know I have a box of Wheaties over there, I know I have a roll on the table, so you're going to rely on Bitl. So the Girsa that we have in the Rambam is that it doesn't, the Girsa, yes, Mishnah, Lecha Mishnah, at a certain period in history, that was the Girsa that had existed in all, and came out to all the manuscripts. He says, on a Chometz Yodua, Bitl will not work. So all the nice Kelim ask, how can he say that? It's enough in the Mishnah Sakir. It's the Mishnah Mem Tesam and Aleph. If the Rambam quotes Lavochim, Mishnah has a case that a man is traveling on Erev Pesach to Bris, he's going to Pidyon HaBen, to Achasna on Erev Pesach. Achasna on Erev Pesach. And has that a case in the Mishnah? A guy's traveling to go to Achasna on Erev Pesach, and then in the morning, 7 o'clock in the morning, he's already halfway there, 3 quarters of the way there, then he realized, Givald, he left his Chometz at home, he didn't burn the Chometz. So do you require him that he has to drive all the way home in order to burn the Chometz? So he's going to miss the Chasen and he's going to miss the Gris. Or should you say, again, let him be Mabat L'Chom? So the Gemara says, nope. Where is he going? If he's going stam to business, run to business. So who's doing? So go home and do the Mitzvah and the Rabbanon. Destroy the Chometz. Don't rely on Bitl. But if he's going to do it by Mitzvah, you're going to tell him he has to go back home to destroy the Chometz, not to rely on Bitl. Then he's going to lose the Mitzvah. So B'machah Mitzvah, the Chachamim didn't insist on destroying the Chometz, so you can rely on the Din Deraisa. Mid Deraisa, the Bitl B'yal Masagi, the Mishnah says, Yivakol B'Liboy. Let him be Mivakol B'Liboy. Then I tell you that's all you ever have to do. But with the Rabbanon, they said, don't rely on Bitl, do an actual destroying of the Chometz. But if you're going to lose a Mitzvah, the Deraisa, of going in the Chasana, or going to the Bris Mila, whatever, in order to fulfill the Din Rabbanon, so then the Mishnah says, you're allowed to rely on the Din Deraisa. So the Rama quotes that Din. So state the theory that there's such a thing as Bitl HaChometz Yadu, you have the Chometz in front of you, right? Or the Rambam also quotes, when Erev Pesach Chol Yis B'Shabbos, that was the Rav's Rambam. The Rav gave a whole shiur about that in Yeshiva. When Erev Pesach Chol Yis B'Shabbos, so the Rambam writes, you get rid of all the Chometz on Erev Shabbos, you leave off a little bit of Chometz what you plan to eat, and then when you finish eating that Chometz on Shabbos morning, and you have leftovers, so what do you do? So you would ask us, we would say, flush it down the toilet. Destroy it somehow. The Rambam says, no. You have to put it aside, you should be mevatelit. Shabbos in the morning, before the Zman Yisr Hanoh, be mevatelit, and wait till Chalamoy, and then destroy it on Chalamoy, then burn on Chalamoy. So why doesn't he say you destroy it now? That if the Rambam would have passed your name, be a Chometzel of Yisrafo, the only way you can fulfill the mitzvah is by burning it, and on Shabbos obviously you're not allowed to burn it, so you understand why he says. But since he was Mevatelet, Samen Atera, there's no Bal Yeroi. But with the Rabbanim, you're not supposed to rely on the Dibu. But on Shabbos, you have no choice. So you wait till Chalamoy. So the Shabbos, but any Shabbos, you have no choice. If the Din would require the only way to fulfill the Mitzvah, Hashbisu is this way for a statement that you have no choice. But the Rambam passed the Hashbos to the Chaldover. So why not flush it down the toilet? So what does the Rambam mean over here? So that's where Al Soloveitchik gave a whole pilpul. So he showed there's a Rashi in Beit Zohar. Rashi has a machlokes with Tosfos. What do you do when you have Truma Tameya? Truma Tameya is a mitzvah that the Kohanim should eat. What do you do when you have Truma Tameya? So the Gemara says in Bema Madlikim, Kishem Shem Mitzvah Lisra Fes HaKotchim Shenitmu, Kach Mitzvah Lisra Fes HaTruma Shenitmu. Just like the Torah makes a mitzvah. If you have Korbanos that became Nitzal, Tigal, Nisa, Tami, whatever it says, you have to burn it, and Nitzvah Menan Torah to burn it, Kach, similarly, there's a mitzvah to burn Truma Shenitmus. Places even the Sufik, and that Gemara, but I'm not thinking, maybe Kishem Shenitmus, Lissu, Kachem Shenitmus, Kach Mitzvah Lissu, Truma Shenitmus, maybe it's a mitzvah in Atayr, the Loshen HaGemara, the Loshen HaBraisa, Kishem, Kach, sounds like it's included in the same puzzle, sounds like it's on the same level, but then they're right. They says, no, maybe it's only the Rabbana, we're not too sure, maybe it's a little bit loved after. Whatever it is, Rashi says on several places in the Gemara, that this mitzvah to burn Truma Tameya need not necessarily be fulfilled dafke by burning. If you dispose of it in some other form, it's also okay. Rashi gives an example to feed it to the doors. if you feed it to the dogs of a kohen, you're not allowed to feed it to the dogs of a non-kohen. If you feed it to the animal of a kohen, so you've disposed of it, and you're a fulfillment of the mitzvah. Tosfos disagrees with Rashi, and they hold no. That's the shalom we have all the time. Let's say you're mafresh challah. What do you do with the challah? You burn it. What if instead of burning it, you want to feed it to the dogs? If I'm not a kohen, I'm not allowed to feed it to my dogs. Well, I want to feed it to the kohen's dogs. Would that be permissible or not? So the Tishchetshuvah in Yeriday and Hilchas Challah refers you to this machlekes. Rashi says the Rashi says that you're allowed to. You're allowed to dispose of the challah tmeya in any form of hashbasah for the holdover. Like the machlekes of here in the Rabbanah, whether beer chomitz is only b'sreifa for hashbasah for the holdover. So the similar machlekes Rashi and Tosfos regarding destroying truma tmeya. Rashi shita is that you would be in the fulfillment of this din mishpamet in the Rabbanah. Of disposing, of destroying the Trumas Meir, however you destroy it. And Tosfos Shita is no, that it has to be adopted this way for possibly Minatur. So Rashi, so there's a Gemara Beferish, there's a Beferish Gemara where it says that you're not permitted to handle the Trumas Meir on Shabbos and Yom. It's Mukta. There's a Mishnah Beitza that says that Trumas Meir, Chalak Meir, is Mukta on Yom Tov because you just can't do anything with it. The place is asked by Rashi, Bishlanga, the way we hold that the only way to dispose of the Truma Tmei is to burn it. So it's a malacha to burn it on Shabbos and Yom Tov. You're not allowed to. But if you hold like Rashi, that you can dispose of it by feeding it to a Bema's Koyin, so Baicha Behema is not Mukta. So why does the Mishnah say that the Truma Tmei or the Challah Tmei is Mukta? Feed it to the Bema's Koyin. It's not Baicha Behema. What's the problem? So Rashi bavons the Kasha. So Rashi says no. That even though you can fulfill the mitzvah of disposing of destroying the Trumat Meir by feeding it to Behemah only on the weekdays, not on Shabbos and Yom Tov, because Rachmana Achshevei Lahavaros and Malacha. The Aloha considers the destroying of the Trumat Meir as a Malacha. Some kind of a Malacha, or not. So Tosfos says they never heard of it. What? It doesn't fit into any of the Lama Tosfos Malacha. What? To feed food to an animal. Why should it be a Malacha? Rashi, the Achrenim say Rashi means a malacha of the Rabban. Whatever. The Rashi Shita is that there is, because you're destroying, to feed an animal is not an Aveiran Shabbat, that's not a malacha. But if you're feeding it for the purpose of destroying the Trumas Meir, it's considered a form of destroying. So strange Rashi says that you never heard of such a thing. The Rashi says that that's a malacha of the Stamim of the Rabban. The Achrenim say it means the Rabban. So Rav Soloveitchik said that sounds to be what the Rambam writes over here. The Rama writes an error, okay, so Chaldi is B'Shabbos. So you should be Beidik HaHametz on Leil Yud Gimel. And then you leave over the HaHametz that you plan to eat on Shabbos. And then on Shabbos in the morning, if you have a little HaHametz left over, you write in Perig Gimel, the Hilchos HaHametz Amat HaLacha Gimel. Then Nisham and HaHametz B'Yoyim HaShabbos Achar Arba Shos, if there's a little HaHametz left over Shabbos morning, what do you do? So we would have said to grind it up and destroy it somehow without violating the malacha of Havara. With that beer. The Ram says, no, Mavatlo, rely on the Bittul, because with the rice, the Bittul be al Masadi. It's only with the Rabbanan that you shouldn't rely on Bittul and you should destroy the years of Shabbat, you're not allowed to. So he says, Mavatlo, the Koyfal of Sakli Admitso Yontif Arishain, and then as soon as you make Abdullah Admitso Yontif, when it comes Kalamoid, Mavara, then you have to destroy it immediately. You have to go straight away and destroy it. So the Rav asked, why doesn't the Rambam say you should destroy it now on Shabbos? There are other ways of destroying chametz, not in violation of Havara. That's what the Rav thought, that the Rambam sounds like he holds like Rashi. Just like Rashi said with respect to Truma Tmeya, that it's some kind of a malacha, probably a malacha with the Rabbanon, to destroy anything on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So the Rambam says it here with respect to the chametz. So again, getting back to our topic, so you see the Farish from the Rambam over here, that you can be mevatel chametz sitting in front of you. You have a leftover challah. And the Rambam writes, you're mevatel challah. Even though it's chametz yadua. And the Mishnah Mem Tev talks about being mevatel chametz yadua. He's driving in the car to the chasanet on Erev Yom Tov. And then he reminds himself that he has chametz left over home. He left the cookies in the freezer. So if he's going for a business trip, if he's going for fun, he has to go back home and lose the whole fun. And then burn the chametz, not to rely on the bittul. He has to fulfill the mitzvah of the rabbanan dehainu, not to rely on bittul to destroy it, mamash, to destroy it kipshuta. But if he's going with the mitzvah, he's going to miss the mitzvah, so he can rely on the din deraisa. So it's a chastir and the Rambam, that's the kasha that they is. Here the Rambam, the girsa that the kesa mishnah, the lacha mishnah had a girsa in the Rambam, that On Chometz Yodua, Bittul doesn't help. Bittul only helps on Chometz Sheina Yodua. Chometz Yodua, you have to have Biur. And the other Rambam's right there, that Bittul helps you on Chometz Yodua. So I remember when we were learning Psochim, the Rav said he doesn't see that it's such a kash. The Pashtus is, you have to say, that the mitzvah of Tashbisa means like this, you have to prepare for Yom. How does the Balabasta prepare for Yom? She cleans up the house to the best of her ability. So all of the best of your ability is part of the definition of what's needed for Tashbisa. So if you have a table full of chomet, cake and cookies and schnapps and everything, they'll make a declaration, as far as I'm concerned, to offer the Yom. But you can do a better job than that. The Chereb Pesach in the morning, so go pour the schnapps down the drain, and go burn the chomets, and go make it into crumbs, and flush it down to destroy it. So if you can easily do a better job, so you're not Yotzei Tashbisu just by Mevatla. Chomets Yadua, you have to do better. On the Chomets Sheni Yadua, no. Maspik, if you say, Kol Hamir, Mevatla, have a hefty cap down. But if it's Shabbos, or he's on a trip, and he's going to miss the chassan, he's going to miss the bris, and you tell him he has to go back home. Yeah, so the best that he can do under the circumstances is to be Mevatla. So then you're Yotzei the Mitzvah Tashbisu by being Mevatla. It's not an absolute definition over here. The definition of Mahi Hashbas Amar Vatera depends on the circumstances, depends on what your conditions happen to be. You have to do the best under the circumstances, that's what's required. So it could be that the nature of the din of Yom HaRishon also changes under circumstances. That when Erev Pesach Chametz B'Shabbos could be Min HaTera, could be at least Min HaRabbanon, that the Yom HaRishon means Mukdom. The definition of Yom HaRishon means do the Bir Chometz B'Mukdom L'Yomtov. So it could be that when Erev Pesach Chometz B'Shabbos, it has to be B'Mukdom a day before the day before. And it could be that that's the din of baking matzah on Erev Pesach. It means you have to bake it Somach L'Yomtov. Somach L'Yomtov. And it could be similar to over here, that's what Tashbisa means. It has, under different conditions, we define the nature of the mitzvah differently. It's not an absolute, rigorous definition over here. How can you talk about what? I don't know. That's a very strong kasha. I don't know the answer to that kasha. That kasha bothers me. I was looking over, I didn't find it. How can he say that he's biting chametz and then he's destroying the chametz on Friday, but he's leaving over chametz for Shabbos? Isn't the mitzvah of Tashbisa, we do it all the time.
The next day, the morning,
see, I thought that your premise is such a Muskel Rishon. That's why I always thought that if one is relying on the Rav for the purpose of Mechiras Chametz, that he has to wait till after the rabbi does the Mechiras Chametz in order to burn his Chametz. Because I thought that this for burning Chametz is to destroy the last bit of Chametz that you have in your Rishon. So if I have 98% of my Chametz going to be sold by the rabbi, and only 2% I'm going to destroy. So what do you mean? I'm burning 2%. I still have 98% of all the chametz. What am I fulfilling? Nothing. So I thought you have to burn what it says in the Rambam. If you want, you can burn the chametz, leil b'dikas chametz. The Rambam says if you daven the early minyan, the 6 o'clock minyan, and a pesach, you can burn the chametz at 6 o'clock. You don't have to wait till chila shesh. I thought b'med ramamurim before the institution of mechiras chametz became so popular. In the days of the Rambam, in the days of the Rambam, they didn't have our practice of mechiras chametz. But if I thought if everybody's relying on mechiras chametz, so what do you accomplish by burning the chametz at 6 o'clock in the morning if he has 98% of the chametz left? He's not going to destroy that chametz. He's going to sell it. He's selling it. It's not the fulfillment of the mitzvah. I thought it was a double question. So I was also bothered with your kasha. What do you mean he's in fulfillment of destroying the chametz on Erev Shabbos? But he's going to leave everything over on Shabbos. What he leaves over on Shabbos, he's going to eat. Let's say he's going to eat up what he leaves over on Shabbos. So that's not Tashbisa. I don't know. You know, under these circumstances, that's the way you have to fulfill. Could be. Yeah, but we don't hold like that, Balamor. That's a nice line. But Taisus says the Pharisee should double portion, not like the Balamor. Taisus on Chav Chesam and Bey says the Pharisee is not like the Balamor. The Haskam is not like the Balamor. The Pashtus is not like the Balamor. We leave over, but we don't burn it. The leil b'dikas chametz. See, the Rambam wrote like that. The Rambam wrote If you want to burn the chametz right after the bdikah, it goes into hay, but it doesn't say you leave open in it. If you're going to burn, it means you're going to burn the last amount of chametz that you have. But the Shabbos, if you're going to burn all the chametz on Friday, then you're going to leave over a whole bunch of chametz for Shabbos morning. So what have you accomplished by burning on Friday? Unless you say under the circumstances, you're going to leave over for eating, so you're burning, and everything is all accounted for.
Destroy some other way.
You'll destroy that also. Okay. I mean, you began the biur with the tzedekah, and then you did part of the burning now, and you finish tomorrow. Okay. You have to say that. Maybe. No, that's not a question. This year, at a normal year, that you finish eating the chametz at the end of 4 hours, and it's still mutabanov between 10 o'clock and 11 o'clock. So then the rabbanim sell the chametz between 10 and 11, and they know that no one's eating any more chametz. So there's no problem. They stop eating chametz at 10 o'clock, and the rabbanim have an hour to sell the chametz. Mm-hmm. But the Shabbos this year, that you could permit it to eat chametz until Shabbos morning, 10 o'clock. So when did the rabbi, how did the rabbanim sell the chametz on our faces? So they have to say that they're not selling all the chametz, they're selling the chametz that will be left over. So that's the shaila, how do you do that? That's a big machlegis in Achram. Rabbi Kiva Eger has a tshuva where he came up with an einspal, that maybe there's an isan that if a memkar on Shabbos, even if I made the kinyan on Erev Shabbos, and I want the kinyan to be chal on Shabbos. If the chalos is on Shabbos, or Kiveg is more a possibility, maybe that's prohibited also. So later, Acharim asks a kasha, how can it be? But we know that by definition, there's never a violation of Malacha Shabbos b'shev al tam. What, he's just sitting back on Shabbos, he's sleeping, he makes up the kinyan, and he wants the kinyan to take effect at 12 o'clock on Shabbos. Let's say he's buying shares, he's selling shares. And he says he wants to buy or sell on Shabbos. The stock market is open on Shabbos. Yom Tov, in the middle of the week. Yom Tov falls out in the middle of the week, and he places an order to buy or to sell 11 o'clock in the morning in the middle of Yom Tov. So the Shaila is, Kivega holds that that's an Issa. Kivega has a possibility that's an Issa. Mecha Chamemka B'Shabbos. Ah, he's sleeping. In the middle of Kriyas HaTer, whatever, he's not Oisik in the Mecha Chamemka. So the Achroinim ask, how can Rabbi Kivega say such a thing that there's a violation of Mecha Chamemka? That's clown number one. There's never a violation of Malacha Shabbos B'Shev B'Altasa. So the answer on the Rabbi Kivega, and the Sefer Tzemach Dovid, he points out, the answer is that Mecha Chamemka B'Shabbos is not prohibited Mikam Malacha. It's a Xeris Shema Yavuli Dexiv. Xeris Shema Yichtov. Xeris, sometimes you can violate B'Shev B'Altasa. It's only Malachas. In order to be labeled as a Malacha, whether Malacha derives Malacha derabbanon, you have to have Dab Kikum B'Yaseh. But Xeris, it is possible to violate B'Shev B'Altasa, depending on how the Chachamim worded Xeris. So that's what the Kivegas Nesupik may be, Mechachamemka, the Xeris Mechachamemka was worded in such a way that you're not allowed to have a Kinyan Chal in the middle of Shabbos and Yom Tov. So even if you made the Kinyan on Erev Shabbos, if you wanted to take effect on Shabbos, it's negate the people in business who place orders to buy or to sell. It happens all the time.
What happens about that? Is it set a light? I said a clock.
Yeah.
Also, if
you have
Shabbos.
So that's permissible because the Malacha is, there's no Malacha to shave the Altasa. So on Shabbos, the person is not doing anything b'kum b'yaseh. So he's not in violation of Malacha. But Mecha Chamemka, because it's more kal, there's a Malacha to say that it's more chomer. Because it's so kal that it's not a Malacha, it's not even a Malacha with the Rabbanon, it's only a Xeria. So it's Shaykh, theoretically, to say that you can be in violation of Xeria, even Meshev Al-Tasa, depending on how the Chachamim worded it when they instituted Xeria. So Rabbi Kiveger's position is, according to his idea, that there's a possibility to say that one is in violation of Mekach Memka, even if he's B'Shev B'Altasa, if the Kinyan was not on Erev Shabbos, and it's B'Chal on Shabbos, so then how do you do Mechiras Chametz on Erev Pesach Holi is B'Shabbos? But Acharim said, according to Rabbi Kiveger, you have to sell the Chametz Me'achshov. On Erev Yom Tov, you have to sell Me'achshov. But then the people are going to eat the Chametz in the morning, since they're stealing the Chametz from the Goy. You have to say, whatever chametz will be left over on Erev Shabbos in the morning at 10 o'clock, it should be going from my fear that chametz should be so me'achshav on Erev Shabbos. So that's what Achronim asked. Isn't that a violation of the principle of Ein Breirut? If I want a kinyan to be chal on Erev Shabbos, 12 o'clock in the afternoon, 10 o'clock in the morning, 5 o'clock in the afternoon, Erev Shabbos, whatever. I want a kinyan to take effect on Shabbos, and I'm not sure whether the kinyan is going to take place on this, all of them, some of them, which ones, I'm not sure yet what it's going to be. It's only going to be ascertained on Shabbos morning at 10 o'clock, then we're going to know what the kinyan is being chala. If the kinyan is chala Shabbos morning, 10 o'clock, when it's already ascertained, that's not a problem of Breira. At the time of the chalais, everything is mavur. That's fine. But if Gevega holds that that's not permissible, to make a kinyan on Erev Shabbos that should be chala on Shabbos at 10 o'clock. You have to say, whatever will be left over at 10 o'clock on Shabbos morning, the kinyan should be chal now on Erev Shabbos. So that's what the Achrenim have a long discussion. Shouldn't that be in violation of the principle of Ein Breira? So that's why a lot of Achrenim disagree with Rabbi Kiveg. They say it's better to make the kinyan on Erev Shabbos that it should be chal on Shabbos morning, and that's not a violation of Ein Breira. At 10 o'clock on Shabbos morning, it'll be mavurer what chametz is for sale and what not. And then the chalais will take place on the Dor HaMavur. I mean, you say chutz, the rabbi should send selling all chametz, except, okay, that's another way. Okay. That if you have all of the balabat, then you'll know that you have to designate. Okay. But the Achreinim are concerned, though, because they have Rabbanim are selling comments for a lot of balabatim, so not all the balabatim will designate for an elite. So those are set aside, so try to solve your problem like that. The Rabb will say, you're selling all comments except for that comments that were set aside. But what do you do? Some balabatim are not setting aside any comments. They have a freezer full of rolls, and whatever they're going to eat, they're going to eat whatever's going to remain, so then they're going to lock up the freezer, and they're going to rely on the Mechiras Chametz. And they're not going to designate in advance what. So that's, the Achrenim have these two forms of this year, the two forms of doing Mechiras Chametz. Most of the Rabbanim will not follow Rebbe Kiveg. Most of the Pasuk don't hold like Rebbe Kiveg. They hold the problem of Breira. So they hold it better for the Rabbanim to sell the Chametz in such a way that the Chalois HaKinyan should take effect on Shabbos morning at 10 o'clock, and whatever chametz will be left over. And a minority of the Rabbanim will be chayshish for Rabbi Kiveger's opinion, and they'll have the Mechira Chal on Erev Shabbos, and that chametz that will be left over on Shabbos. All the chametz in the home. It doesn't say exactly how much it's worth.
Rabbi said money, but what it is.
The value is not yet. The value is not as it stands.
Whatever it is worth, that's what it is.
No, that's not a problem with Breira. Breira is a problem when it's ain't a mavur what the chalais is taking effect on. No, we're selling all the chametz. We're selling all the chametz.
Yeah, that's
the
value. How do I? One more.
No, but if I'm selling the chametz on Erev Shabbos, how can I govern for the goy? Unless the rabbi says, give permission, some of the balabatim will want to eat some of the chametz before 10 o'clock. So if the goy gives permission, it's also solved the problem. Another way of solving the problem. The Mordechai quotes a very fascinating opinion on the issue as to when to bake the matzahs. Most of the Rishonim hold you can bake the matzahs whenever you want. You can bake the matzahs last year. What's the problem? But according to Rashi, that the matzahs have to be baked dafke on Erev Pesach Erev Chatzos. So what do you do when it's Erev Shabbos? Some insist you have to bake it on Erev Shabbos Erev Chatzos, and some Rishonim insist you have to bake it dafke on Leil Yom Tov. So the Mordechai quotes. That's an interesting lesson from Rabbi Yehudoi Goyim, that you better not bake your matzahs on Erev Shabbos, because then you're going to have gehak tzoris. Well, what's going to be the problem? Very megumgum. The lesson is very megumgum. So on the bottom of the Mordechai, one of the Mefarshim quotes from the Maharal Prague, the Taich, that everybody tumbles the daf. Now, as far as that, the Rif quotes, the Rif and Taisus and the Rambam quotes from the Yerushalmi that it's not permissible to eat matzah and Erev Pesach. The Gemara Bavli never says that anyway. Talmud Bavli doesn't say. A Yerushalmi, in fact, there's some, a group of Yerushalmi who say that we don't pass them like this Yerushalmi. The Gemara state Mishnah Zadin. So they deny the existence. They say that the Bavli knew everything that it said in the Yerushalmi, And if they didn't quote it, then the Pashtus and the Gemara seems to be against it, so we don't help them like that. But we do Paschim like that. There's Rif and the Rambam and the Pesach and the Shulchan Aruch quote, you're not permitted to eat matzah. And their
face.
Some don't eat from Rosh Chodesh, and some Acharim write that that's Mechviki Yuharim. Some Acharim write they don't like that minig, they hold that it's improper. Mechviki Yuharim. I don't know exactly what the Yuharim is. They should say, it's on Atam. On Atam, what do you mean you shouldn't eat? Anyway, but the Rishami says you're not allowed to eat matzah bear pesach. So the Achrayim, the Prima Gradim, comes up with an einfall that the Marami Prag, who lived before the Prima Gradim, Marami Prag says that already. If you have, let's say, a boil has a special instrument that he uses for the Bris Milah, it's a precision instrument, and he doesn't use it for cutting the chalas, he doesn't use it for cutting the flesh, he only uses it for Bris Milah, a typewriter. Let's say you have a typewriter or something, you have something which is only used for one specific purpose, and you mock with not to use it for other purposes because muktzmach is certain kiss. It's a very expensive thing, and you may deem the calculus, you may break it, and you'll lose a lot of money. And that one thing that it's miyuchad for, you're not permitted to do on Shabbos. Let's say the moral doesn't have a bris this Shabbos. It doesn't have it. You have a typewriter. You're not allowed to use the typewriter on Shabbos and Yontif. So the ikir hishtamshus you're not allowed to do. And all of the hishtamshus in you mock with not to use it for because it's a hefsid mamet. It's a precision instrument. So the Gemara says that then it becomes mukt. If you have something where the ikir hishtamshus is forbidden, and any other hishtamshus, you would never want to do it for that because you're going to lose a lot of money. So that's mukt matnasi sarkis. So the Marami Prag and the Prima Gradin in between and after, the Marami Prag, I think, is the first one who came up with this einfall. They came up with an einfall that shmura matze on Erev Pesach Shchalis B'Shabbos should be mukt. Why? Because what's the main purpose? What's the main. If you want, you can feed the Shmur Matzah to the animals in the zoo. When you go Pesach, on one Pesach, you see the Chassidish kids giving Shmur Matzah, Han Shmur, to the animals in the zoo. So, if you want, you can do that. But normally, what's the Ikir Hishtamshus of the Shmur Matzah that people are going to eat it? And then there's another and the Ikir Hishtamshus on their Pesach, Holy Hishtamshus, you're not allowed to do. You're not allowed to eat it on their Pesach. Yerushalmi, we pass it like that, Yerushalmi. You're not allowed to eat the Matzah on their Pesach. You can feed it to the animals. That's the moment. It costs so much money. Which Meshuggah wants to feed it to the animals? So since there's a chisaron kiss, there's a kfeida not to use it, you can feed it to the children also. They have little children who don't understand anything about the seder. They're so young, they don't know the story of the secret kiss and shrine. So they're permitted to eat matzah and erev pesach. But I'm not going to feed shmura matzah to the little kids. So that's the moment. So the ikish tamshus is prohibited. And no, but the ikish tamshus said, I'm makpid not to use it for that. The Rambam came up with the einfall that it's a mukt machnas chisorinkis. So the Prima Gradim also writes like that. But the Rambam interpreted that's what Rabbi Hudoi Goin is talking about. That he says, you better not bake your matzahs on Erev Shabbos because you're going to be in big trouble. Why? Because you may forget on Shabbos, you may move your box of shmur matzah from one place to the other. Let's say all of us, what do we do? We have the shmur matzah now. So you may forget on Shabbos and being the talk of the Shemar Matzah from one place to the other, and you'll be in violation of Tilkul Muktzah. That's how the Maral. If you bake, my Shemar Matzah would bake before a Shvedish Nisan. So the Maral Mikrak Taiches, and that line, Shvera line in the Mordechai, quoting Rabbeinu Yehudoi Goin, he says, you better not bake your matzahs before Leil Pesach, because then on Shabbos you may be over an Issa. What's he going to be over an Issa? Well, what? He may violate Hachana. What's Hachana? What's he going to do? So he says, he's a Chedushi on Shashem quotes it on the bottom of the page here. On page Chav Tes, in the Mordechai, on page Chav Tes, on the second column he quotes, he said, the Chedushi on Shashem, on the bottom quotes, and I say, that the Maral Mikrag interpreted that's what it means, that the Shmur Matz is looked not as the sorry kids. And you may forget and be metalkal and Ansha. There's a lot what the things are. Yeah. What? That's a whole different interpretation. Yeah, that's a whole different interpretation. Who? The Matra says Mechen Mishabit Leyon. The question is, what does it mean? What is Mechen? When Mechen? Who's doing Hachon? It's a difficult interpretation, right? So the Marami, he quotes Marami Prague, also difficult. But the Marami Prague doesn't fit into the words. But the Marami Prague said doesn't fit into the words. He didn't say that you'll be over on Tilkamuk. He says Mechen Mishabit Leyon. So he says that's what it means. It may be Metalkal it, and then you may Metalkal it in order to get it out of the way. By being metal, you'll be over until the Moksha also Shver doesn't fit into the Lashon. All the interpretations don't fit in. It's a very difficult Lashon. You may forget the name metal. I'm not a
Jew. I'm not
a Jew. No. This Shabbos, there's no Isser to eat the Shmur Matzah. You have to be crazy to eat the Shmur Matzah this Shabbos, but there's no Isser. The only time you can say it's Mukhs Matzah to some kids is if the Iker Ishtamshus is forbidden. And the other Ishtamshus, you're makpid not to do it. But this Shabbos, Parsha Vayikra, there's no Isser. You want to be Meshugani, you want to eat the Shmur Matzah, you can say. But our next Shabbos, Parsha Tzav, there's an Isser to eat it. So the Iker Ishtamshus is forbidden. And all of the Ishtamshus, you're makpid not to do it. So that's why he holds, that's why our Rami Prague holds that there's a Shabbos. You can't burn it, no, but you have to be mevatelit in advance. Those who bake matzahs on Leil Pesach, those are choshes for Rashi Shita, who bake the matzahs on Leil Pesach, you have to make a declaration in advance that any bit of dough that will turn into chametz, I'm mevatelit ka'afra di'ar. I'm mevatelit in advance. And you leave it around. And then when it comes to the Shabbos, you can't disturb it. And it comes to Palamoy. Chometz is Mukta. Right? You have to wait till Palamoy. And then you destroy it. Right. The Taitzvist, in the beginning of Arvit Sochim, has that kasha. The Mishnah says that Samuch Lemincha, you're not permitted to eat an Erev Pesach. Samuch Lemincha, what does it mean, Samuch Lemincha? The Rashbam always says it half an hour before. Half an hour before. The Rambam just writes a little before. The Rambam doesn't write half an hour before. Just writes it. So the Gemara has a topic, which mincha? Mincha Gdayla is 12:30. Mincha Ktana is 3:30. So which is it? Mincha Ktana means it's preferable always to daven mincha. It's always preferable to daven mincha than mincha Ktana rather than mincha Gdayla. Except for Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach, you're permitted to daven mincha Gdayla lahatchila, because in the Beis Hamikdash they used to bring the Talmud Shel Ben Arbaim earlier on Erev Pesach. But all year long it's lahatchila if you can. If you're afraid you're going to get involved in a business deal, and you have lunchtime, you want to daven mincha in order to get it out of the way, so you have no berries. So you do it like that. But l'chatchila, the person has all the time in the day, and he has a berry either to daven later or earlier, so it's always preferable to daven mincha time. I think they write that Rav Shmuel Salant was always nervous that he's going to die at the end of the day. So he always used to daven mincha gdayla in order to make sure, and the day that he died, he daven mincha gdayla at 12:30, and he died before they daven mincha shul. The Yaldus HaShas HaTchak is afraid. And the Litvish Shishivis in Europe also. In America also. The always daven mincha gdayla at, whatever, 12:30, 1:30, they pop their up mincha and then they have a seder. Because if you run a daven mincha gdayla, it's going to hack up the seder. Mitni, so it's a bittul teira. So that's why they don't have Chazaros HaShas also in a lot of yeshivas. Bittul teira. They just make a hechik dusha and they get rid of it, they get mincha out of the way. And then they hold that that's a Shas HaTchak. So Shailik, that's proper enough. So the Mishnah says that Samach Lemincha, he's not allowed to eat a meal on Erev Pesach. So the Gemara is not sure. The Gemara has an Evaya. What does it mean, Samach Mincha? Does it mean from 12 o'clock on, Samach Mincha Gdayla? Does it mean from 3 o'clock on, Samach Mincha Gdayla? So it's in Bayit Leif Shita, and the whole issue is only the Rabbanon. So that's why in Hilchas Pesach it says Lekula. They're up until 3 o'clock, they're allowed to eat. Up until 3 o'clock. There are, in other, the Mishnah Gura points out, Hilchas Sukkah, and Hilchas Purim, some Rishonim the Rab, some Rishonim are Machmir, like the other side of the Gemara, some of the Lucha Gdola, but he says, Mikir Adin, we don't fast like that. Mikir Adin, you're permitted to eat until 3 o'clock. So Tesis has the famous Kasha over here. That's what the post can have a whole discussion. How do you need Shal Shudas to see? It's supposed to be Shal Shudas, we have the Mincha. What are you going to do? Some say, what's the problem? You have Mincha to 1:30 maybe. Come home, and you eat in Reg Matzah. Whatever, you eat Shal Shudas, we have the Mincha. You can eat until 3 o'clock. What's it? It seems to be choishish for the Shita that we don't pass in life in order to be Mevatner on Shal Shudas. If it's a person who does always eat, it doesn't always eat Shal Shudas. So don't eat Shal Shudas. You yikesay with an apple. So eat an apple today also. But if it's a person who's always mevatner on Shal Shudas, we pass him up until 3 o'clock, you can eat. So if you're eating the egg matzahs, eat the egg matzahs. That means at 1:30, you eat the Shal Shudas at 2 o'clock and you finish by 3 o'clock. We'll explain. Yeah. Says the Sefer like that. Says the Sefer like that. Right. Says the Sefer Shulchan Aruch like that. So Tosis over here asked the question, what is he going to eat already? What can he possibly eat at 2 o'clock? What can he eat? Chometz is out of the question. Matzah is not allowed to eat all day long. So Tosis says, oh, it must be that it's egg matzahs. Must be that it's matzah shira. That whatever matzahs you're not yotzei yidechei rosa on Leil Pesach, such a matzah doesn't count and that you're permitted to eat on Erev Pesach. But from 3 o'clock on, then you're not allowed to eat it. That's what the Rabbeinu Tam says. You look in the Rambam asks the same kasha, the Feirish. The Rambam, the Pirish, HaMishnah is, and the Yalach HaZok asks the same kasha, and he gives a different answer. He says the Gemara, because he doesn't like that answer, he gives the answer. The Gemara says you might have a little nibble. Let's say Erev Pesach in the afternoon, it's 3:30 and he's really hungry and he sees the fish, whatever, he wants to have a nibble. So, mini tagim, he can take a little nibble. What if he's nibbling and he wants to have a whole loaf of gefilte fish and a whole steak and a whole that. Each little stickler by itself is a mini tagim, but to fill yourself up, probably said, the Rambam said, that's all it means, that a little bit of mini tagim is mutter. And a lot of mini tagim is also, but the Rambam holds that you don't see any heter to eat any matzah on Erev Pesach. Even matzah mevushelis and even made peiris, the Rambam, that's how the Bira Grosses, the Rambam seems to hold there's no heter to eat any matzah on Erev Pesach. But in Shulchan Aruch, they're not machma like the Rambam. Shulchan Aruch, they quote the Rabbeinu Tam that matzah ashira, whatever is matzah ashira, and you couldn't be yet to the mitzvah of Erev Pesach, so you're permitted to eat that on Erev Pesach. So one of the examples of matzah ashira is, a matzah mevushelis. The Mishnah Berurah writes, Kineglach, he took matzah mel and he cooked it. So that l'chola day, matzah mevushelis, that you can eat on Erev Pesach. That you can eat a whole day Erev Pesach. After 3 o'clock, you can't have, you're not supposed to eat a lot of them in order to fill yourself up. But before 3, you may. And that's not included in the issue. Let's say they took matzah mel and they mixed in sugar and flavoring and then they baked it, they made cake or cookies. So the Mishnah Berurah quote, the some Rishonim hold, what if I take Shmura Matzah and Leil Pesach and I smear it with jam? So Hashem said, Achilas Matzah, Hamotzi, Achilas Matzah, and I smear with jam and I eat it. So the din is that the Yotze. We have a minig Matzah Shira, you don't even salt the Matzah, you don't put anything on. But what if you will put salt, you're going to say Matzah Shira? The Iker Adin, that's not Matzah Shira. Whatever you add after it's baked is not a problem. So the Shabbat is, yeah, if you smear on jam, you eat it like that. But what if you ground it up, you made matzah mel, then you mixed in jam and sugar and flavoring, and then you baked it again? So maybe when you baked it, and the jam and the sugar was baked with it, it makes another matzah shir. So that's a machlokes. If you make cookies like that from matzah mel, shmur matzah mel, with jam, with sugar, with flavoring, with everything, and then you baked it again, the samshanim hold that you yotzei dechav is matzah. Now this hold no. So the Mishnah Berurah says we're machmas. So you're not allowed to use those cookies for Leil Pesach to be yotzei the mitzvah. You're not yotzei mitzvah with it, but you're not allowed to eat it on Erev Pesach all day long, because that's a hashash that you're eating matzah on Erev Pesach. That's what he says. Kneidlach you're allowed to. He writes Kneidlach kadurim. Shaisim kadurim. Kneidlach allowed. Kneidlach you're allowed to eat on Erev Pesach. Right. He says if you did bishul, that bishul is matzah shira. And if you mixed in flavoring and sugar and everything, that's a machlokes. And if you did an afir, that's a machlokes. So we're machmer not to use it for Leil Pesach, but we're also machmer not to eat it on an Erev Pesach. What about the egg matzahs? Egg matzahs are havade matzah shira. So that's what Taisa said, you're allowed to eat on Erev Pesach. So the Rav used to have the taina that since the Rambam Shita is, and the Gemara gives the example of egg matzah, Gemara gives the example of matzah shira, so the Gemara writes on, Lamed Vav Amid Aleph. And the Gemara writes, when is it called Matashira? Isa Sheni Loisha, the Yain Shem and Dvash Becholov. If you use one of those Dalet Mashkin, Yain Shem and Dvash Becholov, then it's Matashira. So the Rambam writes a Peladika statement that if you make the matzah with anything else, how do they make egg matzah? They put in apple cider. Apple concentrate, they put in eggs. Other things, they don't put in any one of these four. So the Rambam has a strange awkward sheet to the Aruch HaShulchan says, no one in the world knows what the Rambam is talking about. Vosef is, the Rambam holds only these four are called Matashir. Other things are not called Matashir. So the Rambam holds that our egg matzahs are good for Leah Pesach, the Yetzir. So that's why according to the Rambam, the Rav used to say, you're not allowed to eat egg matzah on Leah Pesach because it's good for you to be Yetzir. What is Taka the beer in the Sheikah Saram Sachpila from the Aruch HaShulchan says, nobody knows what the secret is. So Rabbi Nezer says, what's such a secret? Rabbi Nezer is not here in Hilchos Pesach. Rabbi Nezer is by Bishalakim, he has a children of Bishalakim, Pasakim. So he says, he knows the secret. He says, the secret is like this. What if you have a Shmur Matz and Yishmir Anjir? So state affair is nothing. We're Machmer, we don't even put on salt. But Mikar Edin, if you put on jam, there's no problem. Whatever you add after the Afiyah is not a problem. And even if you added it Bishas Afiyah, why is it a problem? Oh, so Matzah Shira, that's no good. So he says, there's up that it's Matzah Shira. He says, there's a machloik, because Rav Nenez always makes a tushta. And Kola Terkuba. So he says, there's a machloik, it's Hatanoim in Challah, in Mishnah's Challah. You only chayv in Challah if you baked a certain amount, if you needed a certain amount. Kamesh is one time up here. You needed a certain amount. So it has to be Mitzurah Fiachat. So what's Mitzarefit? If you did one big lisha, what says one big lisha? With water. And what if you made a lisha with juices, with other juices? Is that mitzaref and yachad? So it's a machlekes hatanoim. If any mashke outside of design mashkin is mitzaref lechiyat challah, machlekes hatanoim, and a machlekes the rishonim, and a machlekes the later rishonim. The Azura writes the later rishonim didn't even know that there was machlekes the early rishonim. They had forgotten that it is machlekes. Machlekes ledina, what to do in such a case? And Abne Nezer says, what's the biur? What's the biur in the Rambam? The only dalad mashkim is matzah shira. So he says it's like if you have a shmur matzah, you shmir on jim. The haylechudikol, the haylechudikol. What does the jim? What does the jim have to do? It's a matzah aliyah. It's a matzah that has jim on it. What's the problem? So he says if you make matzahs with yayin shem and dvash acholo, that's one of the zayin mashkim. Yayin shem and dvash. He says that's the secret. So Baruch Hashulchan writes, he doesn't. No one in the world knows what the Rambam says. He knows. He knows that Yain Shem and Dvash Acholav are all from the Zayin Mashkin. The Zayin Mashkin are mitzarif l'shir chalav. What does it mean? That becomes an essential chelik of the lechem. That's an essential chelik of the lechem. It's like flour and water. So if you use, instead of water, you're going to use one of the Zayin Mashkin. That's an essential chelik of the lechem. But if you use any other may peiris, that's like shmearing on shir. That doesn't become the essential part of the lechem. Maharai, right? It's not mitzarif l'shir chalav. Mitzarif mitzarif, like the gizach, has no shaykes. So he says, if you're going to make matzahs with any other made peiris, the Rambam says that's like shmura matzah with jam on it. The haylechud dekoy, the haylechud dekoy has no shaykes. That's what the Rav used to tell you, that one should be choshish. Perhaps he used to say, that's his chashash. He used to be choshish for the Rambam shita, not to eat egg matzahs and erev Pesach, because they're not yayin shem and dvash acholav. This year, Roya decided to bake egg matzahs with wine. They're charging for states of pricing much money. Egg matzahs with wine? Yeah. Why? Why did they decide to make egg matzahs? Not because of Rav Soloveitchik Shlomo. No. They not precious for that. A different reason why. Because it says in the Shulchan Aruch that when you say that made Paris, they make mitzvah, there's no problem. If you only make Paris without any water. But if you have made Paris with water mixed in, then it's a marla hakmitz and you have big problems. So the choshesh, there is such a possibility, the choshesh, that the apple cider that they make, they wash off the apples before they make the apple cider. So when they wash off the apples, there's a hashash that there may be some droplets of water left when they get the apple cider out of it. So those droplets of water will be mayim together with the made Paris, and it'll be marla hakmitz is gefela. So you can have a problem with the egg matzah may be chomitzim. That's the question. That's the question. The pashtus is that you shouldn't have to worry about that. It's bottled the elef. It should be bottled the elef out the elef. That's the shaila. The Gemara says that the only time it's a problem is if you have a significant amount of work. That's the shaila. Is there really a hashash or not? So that's why Breuer this year had this kepeda that they use wine. What do you gain by wine? Wine that may be water also. So the Balatanya writes in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav in Hilchos Pesach that when do you say that if there's a little bit Mayan admin to the Meiteris, then it's maybe Mimailahap, it may cause bigger problems. That's only by all other Meiteris. But if you have wine, that's Yayin Mazut. When you add water into wine, the water becomes a chelik of the wine. So it's wine, it also becomes wine. That's what he writes with Hitch. So that's why this year they're baking a new heater. They're baking this year, because they know a lot of people want to eat the egg matzahs on Erev Pesach. So they're baking egg matzahs with wine. So once they use with wine, even Rafa Ovechik's Hashosh is off. Even the Rambam would be matzah. If you make matzahs with Yayin Shem and Dvash HaChola, then one of the Zayin Mashkin, so that's not Hashiva L'Holadeh, so that you can still eat on Erev Pesach. The Shai was how? The other three also? Okay. Mayim, that's no good, that's not Matashit. Tal is the same. So those three are no good. So there are only four. Mayim and Tal is not going to make Matashira. And Tal is the three. So the only four that you have are Yayin Cholos, Rosh Hashem. The shot is about eating egg mats in the afternoon. Okay, but Lina, we'll have to talk about that. The next week the show will be on Tuesday.
Also, Kodim's mother is there. Kodim's mother is there.